like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Ballistic. So understand that if you don't have gold and the dollar tanks, where are you going to be at? Where are you going to be at? We're going to open the phones. We're going to go to Joe real quick. Joe, you got a couple minutes. Go.
Is that me?
That's you. Are you Joe?
Oh, wow. See, I never called a radio show before. I didn't realize that would be me so
right.
fast. I'm sorry.
No, it's just that we have a guest coming up in the next segment, so I want to give you a chance to wail.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'll try not to wail. I may swee or frap.
You got a minute, Joe. You better get to it.
Okay. I don't think that we're really based on a true gold standard anymore, because if we ran out of gold, I don't think anybody would notice. I think we're based more on the Don and Mike Show Far Falota standard. Whoopee!
Wow. That's wonderful, and I appreciate the phone call. That's great. I appreciate that. What we want to do is we want to discourage people from lying to Neil. Because, you know, hey, I tell the truth on the program, and we expect the same from you. We expect the same from you out there in Radio Land.
Shut up.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi there, everybody. Yeah.
All right, enough! I find this whole conversation to be extremely offensive.
Yeah.
All right, enough!
He prefers to be treated like a dog, and also a toilet.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Remiss in my duty if I did not tell you that the idea of intercourse and the fact of your firm young body co-mingling with the withered flesh.
Fresh.
Sagging. Breast.
Yeah.
And flabby. Bottom. Makes me want to vomit.
Do you have hair in your special place? Be warned, this is extremely graphic, so if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
Hey, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, little brain.
Hello.
Your little brain's just like you. Don and Mike Show, sure happy it's Thursday. Maybe you just heard the phone number, 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
Get to your calls in a moment. All the American Idol stuff.
Oh, what a show, what a show.
All the tapes, all of that stuff. We got what I believe will be a pretty dynamite exchange, between myself and Mike and Tom Gavin.
Yes, complete with all the editing necessary.
We will have a world premiere of a beautiful...
Down and Dirty with Tom Gavin.
A beautiful six-minute phone call that happened during a commercial set on yesterday's show.
And ended, fortunately, peacefully.
Yeah.
It was a gentle ending, and do not let the hostility fool you. We have genuine esteem for each other.
It is the type of conversation that we have with Tom on a regular basis during the commercials.
Yeah, people should keep in mind that regardless of how insane this conversation sounds, you guys did all part as friends at the end of the conversation.
Well, and always do. That's been going on for years with lots of people with Tom. And Tom likes the potty talk. He truly does.
And so do we.
Oh, do we ever.
So we've got that for you. Okay, here's the one thing that I did want to say about the tape of the Virginia Tech killer. Besides the fact that Rob pointed out that the guy's voice sounds like Napoleon Dynamite, and now I'm sorry I can't get that out of my head. I'm not saying that to be insensitive.
It's the same monotone type of thing. Scary, though.
The thing that I find disturbing is the NBC News logo, which is all over this thing, and the fact that NBC is playing the crap out of this thing. They're saying they're limiting it to like 10% of their broadcast or something.
Oh,
like
now
that.
They're getting it down to a percentage.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're sharing it with other networks, but it's with the big NBC logo on it. And these are the same self-righteous MFers who last week were screaming that they're above the fray because they fired Imus and they talked to their employees, you know. What they really want to run is something like this. Give me a moment. I'm no mic. I've not written a script. I don't have a DJ voice. But it would go something like this. Tragedy on the Virginia Tech campus. He came to kill. He had his weaponry. He had the photos. He had the videos. He could have chosen any network. When it was time to document the killing, he chose NBC News. When it counts, America counts on NBC.
Yeah, they're not coming out and saying that, but they'd sure like to.
That's what they want to say.
They would love to.
God, it's killing them they want to say that.
And then you get the debate. You know, it's funny, too. As soon as you get the debate as to the journalistic ethics of whether this should be released or whether it shouldn't be, you've got, you know, it's out there, and it gives, and even when they're doing the debate, I was watching Keith Olbermann last night, and even during the debate that they were having on it, they're still running the pictures.
Right.
So, it doesn't matter anyway. I mean, if you want to know a simple, and everybody's talking about, you know, the journalistic ethics, whether they should do it. You know what? You want to know what to do? Poll the families. One family member says no, you don't do it.
Or how about this? Run it once.
Run it once, like, well, they did the same thing at the World Trade Center, where they showed it again and again, and then they finally got so much heat on them for it that they pulled it back.
And poor Sangina has had an IMUS pulled on him now.
Yes.
For goodness sakes.
Thank God.
He should be on the front page. He should be what everybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Sangina finally got his comeuppance.
Nice.
And
did you hear the pure joy in the audience?
Yes. Yeah,
that's probably the biggest cheer I have ever heard for anyone being dumped on Idol.
And yet it's not getting the coverage that it should get.
No.
Although they were masterful last night, the producers of American Idol.
Sure. They are brilliant, Don.
Remember yesterday we were talking about how when the Justin Timberlake boy started his talk about Virginia Tech,
sure,
Simon Cowell rolled his eyes. I guess there had been a firestorm about that because they addressed it last night on the show.
Well, and they addressed it so well that they proved that the camera can lie. And and the camera did lie. And it was so brilliant the way they did this because there was it was irrefutable. You could not say that Simon had made a reference to the Virginia Tech. He was talking about the nasal thing. I couldn't believe they did it that well.
So to set it up again, what happens is, like we described yesterday, the Justin Timberlake kid starts getting in an argument with Simon Cowell about if he's singing nasally or not. And right in the middle of the argument, the kid says, "Hey, my heart goes out to Virginia Tech." They cut to a shot of Simon Cowell rolling his eyes. Now,
it looked like he rolled his eyes in response to that. Sending his thoughts out to the families of Virginia Tech.
That's how I interpreted it.
Everybody did.
As well, that he was saying, like, you know, please, what are you talking about?
Oh, come on now. Yeah, and it wasn't that at all. He was actually still on the nasally thing, and they were so...
Here it is.
It was so phenomenal.
They've got him mic'd during the entire show, Simon Cowell. Anyway, here's his apology.
Now, Simon, I want to clear something up. There seems to be a little confusion with a look that you gave last night on the live show after Chris sang. What happened?
Just a bit. Look, I wouldn't normally comment on a press story, Ryan, on this show about me or American Idol, but last night on the show, Chris and myself got into quite a heated debate about singing through your nose.
Right.
And after I finished talking, I was talking to Paula, and unfortunately I didn't hear Chris mention the people of Virginia. There was on camera, I gave a look, but in fact I was giving a look to Paula, and the implication was I was disrespecting the victims. And I just want to absolutely set the record straight. I didn't hear what Chris was saying. I may not be the nicest person in the world, but I would never, ever, ever disrespect those families or those victims. And I felt it was important to set the record
straight. We all know that.
So at that point, you think, okay, they've done a pretty good job of covering their ass.
Yeah, I thought that was really, whether he had or he hadn't, it was the obligatory lip service that they were giving, and I thought it was all over, and then, they finished it for us.
Then they go to a split screen.
This is as brilliant as it gets. This is as plugged into your audience as any television show I've ever seen.
We're at one box, you see what was happening live on TV. In another box, you see Simon Cowell at the same time having his reaction.
Right.
But a camera is just on him. You can tell he cannot hear what they're saying on stage.
His mic is isolated and you can hear what he's saying to Paula.
And he's saying to Paula Abdul, what's he saying about singing nasally?
And he was, the eye roll was based on that. And it was as obvious as, you can't dispute it.
Right.
It was amazing the way they did it.
So what was great was they come out with that, and just when you think that that's going to be the end of it, they go right to this.
You know, to that point about talking when we're on this stage, you talk to the judges, Paula and Randy, all the time while we're up here on this stage, not listening to what we're talking about. Isn't that right? He's always taunting you.
That is true, Ryan, yes.
As a matter of fact, what you didn't see at home was this shot of Simon talking to Paula while Chris was up here on stage. Watch.
Brilliant.
If I've done it every single week, then...
That was intended to sing nasally.
Obviously.
But I do...
That's what he just said, Paula.
I go out to do the tech. I have a lot of friends over there, and I just be strong.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely. I don't get that. That I intended to sing nasally. I don't get that. He said he did it on purpose. He said he doesn't do it every week.
There's another show happening at that table each and every night, apparently.
It's always me trying to explain what's going on. They said that they sang this, Simon, okay.
She's hard of hearing a little bit. I still don't understand.
Simon, there would be less confusion if you did more of this. A bit less.
And Seacrest handled that pretty well, too. Like him or not, he's smooth.
That's a pretty great broadcasting machine
I've never seen anything like it.
As we mentioned when it happened on the show on Wednesday night, you know that a producer came to them during the commercial and said before the very end, whatever you do, Simon Cowell, stop critiquing people and say you're sorry about what happened at Virginia Tech.
You know, it is obvious that they have a production crew associated with that show that are so plugged in to their audience. And obviously they can go to the talent and say, hey, listen, we need to do it this way. And the talent respects that because, you know, that was a behind-the-scenes move all the way. They were on it the night he did it.
Yeah.
You know, they were on it to make him correct it while the show was on the air. And then they followed up on it because they took... You know, they listen to the viewers, and they really are aware of the seriousness of the issue that they have to do that. And you don't see that on television.
No, aren't you surprised? For all the time we've watched that stupid show and we pontificate on that show, that you realize now that the judges really can't hear what's being said on stage.
It was very interesting the way they. It wasn't that they couldn't hear what was on stage. It was that he was not listening. They isolated his microphone, so I think I don't know if they have IFBs or not.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No, none of them on the show. And an IFB is the thing that goes into your ear that tells you what to say.
Right.
None of them wear those.
Right.
So they're sitting there, and when you hear the discussion on stage sounding like it's 30 or 40 feet away,
right.
It really is.
Yeah, that's amazing. It really is.
And they're just not paying attention.
They showed everybody, because everybody was saying the same thing about Simon the day after, and
They kind of proved themselves beyond a shadow of a doubt. It was very, very cool.
Hey, how about Randy's hat, though? That's nice.
Yeah. But no more Sanjaya hair. And brilliant ad lib when he sang his last song. His last song, you know. Let's.
How about hell?
Isn't he brilliant? Other than hair.
Yeah. I was hoping he was singing hell, but then it was pointed out to me he was singing hair.
I'll really miss him. I stood up, and I was lying in bed. You got that right, Rob.
You stood up lying in bed.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Wonderful. See you
all
later.
All right, Peter North.
That's exactly what happened.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Where will we go for Sanjaya now?
No, who cares?
I was listening to a talk show this morning, and they played a clip of, I don't know whether it was CSNBC, MSNBC, one of those, right, where they were saying that NBC was the network that he went to, and they were pumping out their chest and bragging about it. I don't know if it was Chris Matthews or somebody big like that.
Buzz
could look it up.
You know, someone should do a quick survey of the employees of NBC like they did with the Imus thing, mm-hmm, and ask them, are you offended that your network is whoring out the greatest tragedy of the last 40 years in America as far as shootings go?
Well, and you know,
and you got to classify that too,
right? Of course,
you got to make sure that you know you don't get all your tragedies mixed up now.
Well, and watching all the talking heads too, you get a lot of analysis, and one of the pointed analyses of this situation is that you do, and I believe this firmly, that when you have it happen this quickly, this quick turnaround, where you've got that video, you are going to inspire people that are predisposed to that kind of behavior. You are going to motivate copycat type of people. People that are, you know, saying, hey, look at this. I mean, look what this guy did. He participates in this incredible massacre, and then he is all over television. I mean, it scares me to think of the implications of making this guy so quickly, so rapidly, you know, on everybody's television. It's freaky. I was going into the drugstore today, and I had just seen last night this guy saying about, he's a retired profiler for the FBI, saying,
right,
yes, this could indeed, this type of thing could do more to inspire.
I saw the same guy on TV.
Old kind of grizzled
guy. Gray hair?
Yeah, gray haired guy.
Saw the same guy.
Yeah, kind of a, you know, not a real flashy guy, but he was real steady.
And he wasn't being an alarmist. He was just saying.
No, just matter of fact.
I think you're going to see a lot of colleges get a lot of threats now.
And I walk in, and there's this guy, you know, it's a kind of a warm day here in Virginia, and I'm going into the drugstore, and I see this guy that's dressed head to toe in that kind of SWAT team stuff with the army boots, right, and he's wearing one of those military style parkas with shades on, smoking a cigarette right outside the drugstore. And I swear to God, I went into the drugstore just saying, that was very much top of mind for me, saying, hey, copycats, because it's just the way it makes you think differently. And I would imagine somebody who's got a brain that's got one of those circuits screwed up, it would make them think differently too.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line, it is glorifying this, you know, this psychopath, this horrible human being that did this. It's glorifying him. It's putting him on TV.
We were also promised that there'd be a helpful evidence to come out of this, and none of that came to pass either, so there really was no point in studying it so publicly.
No, the only point was, hey, look, here's the guy.
Right.
Here he is. Here's the picture of him with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is with a knife. Here he is making a face. And here he is now with his demands.
Yeah, you want to know what the guy, first of all, let's establish the fact that he was insane without any, I mean, probably nothing could have really helped him unless he was put in some sort of facility or medicated to an extent where he wouldn't do this. Other than that, you've got this guy who was a loner, and the stuff I was reading today that, you know, laughed at, like many loners, right, in all school situations are.
Hi, Rob.
You know, right. Rob the loner. It's just...
Rob was just laughed at a lot. He had a lot of friends. He was always
Well, Rob was gregarious,
at,
though. Rob wasn't that's the right. quiet type. You see, that's the thing. He was laughed at and not the quiet type.
It's quiet ones.
It's the quiet ones. Right. It really is. I think it's the haves and haves, not have-nots, too.
Well,
I think that plays a lot. A lot of his stuff is envious, talking about...
But still, he was sick. He wasn't right.
Right, right. But everything was like, what is it, your Mercedes and your jewelry and...
That is what's weird about that, is that now, looking in the context of this stupid show, we're discussing the things that this guy said, you know, almost like they've become a part of our pop culture now.
Right,
you know,
right.
You got your Mercedes, You made me do this. I mean, we're all doing this because we've been fed this tape.
Yeah, we are.
And we all know it by heart now.
How in control, and I include us in this, how in control of our day-to-day lives are we now? I don't think we're even aware of it. I think we're steered like you steer cattle into a pen to go to the slaughter. I think we are as manipulated as any people can be. We really are, and we don't know it, and that's what makes it scarier. You know, our media in this country can motivate us to do whatever they want. Absolutely, there's no question.
Well, there's no doubt that today race relations are fine.
Mm-hmm.
All fixed. Right? As opposed to...
Oh, nobody's talking about that because that's not what we're supposed to talk about.
Done and done.
There's an agenda. It doesn't come from us. We follow like everybody else. There's an agenda that comes from, the people that decide who's going to be on the evening news.
But the other thing that I noticed is... my gosh, we want to assign blame,
mm-hmm.
and now it is the fact that, okay, this nut job went to see some mental health professionals before.
Right.
We got to find these doctors,
sure.
and hold them responsible.
Like they have anything to really do with it.
Because they actually had him put in a nut house at one point, so let's go get the doctors.
Well, you know, even to use Simon as an example. Simon, you know, if that had gotten a certain amount of coverage, we will establish you. It's like a movie scene. It's like a movie script. You can establish the villain very quickly and very effectively with very little substance in this country. And hey, that's supposed to be a bad guy. That's who's going to be the bad guy today. That's who we're going to yell at today.
And maybe I don't want to say it's just another one of the many bad things out of the situation. Was the fact that last night. What should have been a glorious night for Larry King was ruined.
Yes,
he was forced to do coverage of the Virginia Tech shootings mm-hmm. when he should have had his 50th anniversary
beach
towel show.
You know that's killing him. They won't postpone it either. It was set for this week, the way they lay those things out. You don't think they'll delay his little jerkathon?
Oh, no. The first thing he said last night was, I waited 50 years. I can wait another couple days.
Yeah. So they've made it. So obviously the subject has come up.
Yeah.
Somebody has come to the pampered Larry and said, Larry, we're going to have the swim in Lake Me for you coming up in a couple of days.
Although he's
going
to have Bubba on his show tonight.
If
there's anyone who could turn it around, I imagine it's Bill Clinton, who at one point could say, you know, Larry, Mike, I'm not going to do this. I'll just say it. I won't pretend to be
okay.
That he could say, you know, Larry, we've had a pretty good discourse about the tragedy. But frankly, I was booked on this show, and I know you're much too humble to bring it up, Larry, but I was booked on this show to talk about your 50 years in broadcasting. Could we change the topic for a moment?
And all of a sudden you see Larry start to French kiss the former president.
Now, I hate to order you around like you're a puppet.
No problem.
Say that, though, like Clinton would, because he could finesse it.
Larry, I know we're dealing with an incredibly... a devastating national tragedy.
And he's
right
maybe
now.
The only guy out there that could really maneuver the situation.
But I think really we've talked about some serious matters. But if I can just take the liberty of mentioning the fact that I was booked on this show to discuss your fabulous 50 years in broadcasting, and I think that's something we should acknowledge, no matter what the depth of the tragedy our country faces. Larry, kiss me hard. Kiss me hard right on the lips, Larry King. You know, if Larry King was a stand-up guy, Larry King might suggest, listen, I am very happy to have been in broadcasting for 50 years. However, I think at this particular time, it's best that we move on. And
not a chance.
Not a single chance. Well, that's anybody in show business. That's not fair, Larry. Anybody in show business. What about the tribute to me? What about my tribute?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, Don, I sent you a friend request on Xbox Live yesterday. I was wondering if you got it.
Gee, friend, you know, with all of my community work, I was not able to get on Xbox Live yesterday, but if you did send me a friend request, I think you'll find it in a couple of days. I'll write you back, and sure.
Okay, right. Also, hey, out here in California, in Yuba City, apparently they got the same kind of, like, copycat thing going on.
Right.
And, like, the whole city's, like, shut down.
Is somebody stupid? Is this a newsmaker buzz?
No, I've been looking at this story while we were talking about the subject. Yuba City, California, in the Sacramento area. The entire school system apparently locked down after a guy on meth, apparently, claims he has an AK-47, has threatened to repeat the Virginia Tech scene there. So I guess
that's all over the country.
Yeah, it's happening a dozen a day. This is one of the bad ones. We'll see how it turns out. I'll watch it.
All right. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm a true fan. I love you guys. I listen to every second of every show possible.
Thanks.
But and this is probably going to sound wrong or different than I feel, but have you thought that maybe you guys are perpetuating the media hype about Virginia Tech?
Of course we are. Of course we are, because that is what, really, that is what everybody is talking about.
I believe that was said already, though, that we're as guilty as everybody else. While we are pigeonholing them and running them into the ground, we're as bad, sure.
Yeah, I mean, it is, really, if we were at a corner bar somewhere, if we were sitting in a coffee shop somewhere, this is what we would be talking about anyway. And right. And you know what?
They like to sell the show, though?
Yeah.
Well, Don and Mike show. Two buddies for over 22 years sitting down at the corner bar discussing sports, sex, and the events of the day.
It really is. But isn't it the truth that when all this was going down, we came in, we're talking to each other about it, we're right. talking during the commercial breaks about it, right. I'm talking to my girlfriend about it, you're talking to my... I mean, that's just the reality of it. I'm not justifying what we're doing. I mean, but I also think it would be foolish to come out and say, we're just not going to talk about it, because we're actually coming at it from a little bit of a different perspective.
We're not doing what NBC News is doing. That's running 60-second promos featuring all of the pictures from the DVD that this guy provided.
But it is tough to take the high ground, Buzz. It really is.
But
because we're all kind of in the same slot bucket here. We really are.
I know.
But that's the way the country is, you know?
It's not easy to take the high ground, especially because NBC last week made such a big friggin' deal.
Are you saying it is easy to take the high ground?
Saying in this case it is. Yeah. If you're talking about this event specifically, because last week they stood on top of boxes saying, look at us. We're above this. We don't allow this type of crap talking about IMUS to happen. People have spoken. God damn it. We care about. I saw the same jerk off president of NBC News. That guy has had more camera time on his network than Matt Lauer has in the last week. He was on every day last week talking about IMUS. He's on today talking about how scary important he is that the guy chose NBC to send the thing to. And, you know, we went through this at NBC with Anthrax, with Tom Brokaw, because we're important, because we're NBC. I mean, shut the frig up. Really, shut the frig up. You got some pictures of the guy. You got some stuff. Send it to the cops.
They did.
But, you know,
I know they did, Buzz.
They made promos out of it, too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, don't you feel like on this show in particular, we're really going to talk about something that we're talking about on air and off air most of the time. I mean, that's just the way it's going to work. You especially. I mean, you talk about your life every day.
Yes.
I mean, that's really the direction that the show goes. And you know what? It's just the way it is. And are we manipulated into that? I would say we absolutely are, because we're manipulated what comes through that magic box. Right. We really, really are.
But I do think, getting back to the original point, you can stand up and say to NBC, shame on you, you bastards. Last week you preached, you told us how great you were, you put your goddamn faces on TV every day and said that you were doing the right thing. Well, now you're on TV saying that you're doing us a public service, and you're really not doing the right thing at all.
And the whole thing about making the tapes available to the FBI, and I think hasn't the Virginia State Police, at least that organization, come out and said, we really have learned all we need to learn. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to figure out what the deal is with this guy. What if they had come out and made the statement, really, we received this package in respect, out of respect for the families, we will not be showing you any of the material that he sent to us. Don't think that option hadn't been discussed at NBC. They could have done that. They have the power to do that.
And the other thing I have to point out, when you're watching it on CNN or Fox News or CBS, whatever, they goddamn make sure they put that big NBC News logo right on the top of it.
It's tough to say after the fact, but I really think that you know, looking at it in hindsight, they could have made that decision, and it really would have been, you know, you're talking about healing.
Well, why don't you talk to the people of NBC News that, and I'm speaking now to NBC because that's what you said last week.
Right.
Last week they came out and said, you know, we talked to the people in the newsroom and they were terribly offended by what Don Imus said, what with our integrity and everything, so we had to fire him. Why don't you go into the same NBC newsrooms today and say, hey, I heard on the Don Imus show, Buzz Burbank says we're running 60-second promos, and we've got our logo all over this thing, and we are turning this guy into a media, I don't want to say hero, but a personality, a celebrity. Who's upset about that at NBC?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you take that to the guy who loves being on TV?
You could have actually said, it's not a difficult thought process, and I know when you get something like this, you know this in news buzz. You get a story that breaks.
You know.
You go into that frenzy.
Newsmen get aroused when that happens.
Beating frenzy. Yeah. However, if cooler heads would prevail and they had taken the time, and even now, even though it's out there,
right,
they could say, you know, we have made a mistake. And there are a lot of people that could take the high ground.
They may have.
And the easiest way to do it is, and this is the way I think about it. I'm thinking about it right now this way. If they had said, how would I feel if I was a parent of one of those children murdered, if I heard NBC say, we're not going to show this guy on TV, I think I'd feel pretty good as a parent.
And just to piggyback on that, last week, wasn't NBC's whole big defense was, we had so many employees say to us, that could have been my daughter playing for that Rutgers basketball team.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the only, in fact, that they talk about journalistic standards, ethical standards in journalism, you know, the getting the story, their obligation to get the story.
There is not. It's a feeding frenzy for ratings.
You know, I've been in broadcast journalism, classes where this subject has come up. You know, what do you do? And you're talking about subjectivity of the highest order.
Yeah.
You do not have hard and fast rules about this type of thing.
Every situation different.
And I really think, you know, and now I'm just thinking about this now, that if you had really had somebody with wisdom, you know, a real leader who would have said, listen, we have this thing out of respect for the families. We will not be showing that. Who would have slammed NBC for that? That may be a few select people.
Here's another one for you. Think about this, really. What is today? April, what's today's name?
19th.
19th?
Mm-hmm.
How many months? I'm not going to give you. How many days? How many months? How many days until someone announces that they've got a production deal to make a movie about this, to make a TV movie about this?
It can't be too long.
As horrible and as sad as it is, you know, it won't be long. And that's just the way it is. And
starring Bobby Lee in the role of his life, or who was the guy we had on from Wedding Crashers?
Steve Byrne
in the role of his life.
You know, it's, and you know that there are segments of the industry right now where that is already probably being planned.
The coach,
I guarantee it is.
Coach of the Rutgers team has just signed a book deal. So if you, I mean, you'd have to allow
about the incident
and the rest of her life. It's an autobiography, and she has an interesting story to tell. But the selling point for the book will be the Amos thing.
Right.
Maybe there are people at NBC who are upset, and maybe NBC will apologize. Today, a colonel with the Virginia State Police said that investigators were disappointed by NBC for the airing of the tape. They said it was a disturbing decision.
Do you think there'll be a law and order?
Ooh.
About it? Oh, absolutely. Are you
they'll
kidding?
Change. It'll follow it for a little while.
But you know what? And you can say it's insincere or not as sincere, but I know that a lot of people are going around. There are positive ways to deal with this, too, that are not going to be hurtful to the families. And one of the positive ways is, you know, there are a lot of people in Virginia right now that are going to take a day to show the colors. And I think that's a positive thing. You know, that will, you know, just like when they were doing the hokey cheer at that college campus, that kind of rah-rah school spirit kind of stuff, I believe is going to make some people feel better. There's something, you know, that's positive, you know?
I bet you're right about the law and order, Robbie. I just, over the weekend, watched one that was, of course, loosely based on what's his name, Beretta.
Right.
On that guy we like so
right,
bad,
right.
Robert Blake.
Robert Blake.
And they had Gary Busey playing the role of the has-been who shoots his wife and then goes into a restaurant and comes back and says, oh my God, what happened?
So don't you agree they're probably even, not necessarily big movie deals, but even TV producers
that are already
thinking about, well, they did was it CSI that did the thing where they were in a shopping mall and they had the camera that they discovered with the kids that they did sort of a Columbine thing? I mean, they do that. That's what they, but Jesus Christ, wait a minute. That's what we watch.
Yeah,
that's what sells. That's what America wants to see. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. I mean, I'm not apologizing for that. I'm not going to do that. I watch it. Yeah. I watch those shows just like everybody else. But that's the we are. That is our number one fascination with it. That's what we watch on TV.
Not on Dancing with the Stars, Mike. That's
Dancing with the Stars with Tom Bergeron. Tom Bergeron. Hello there, stars. Yes, sir. Tom Bergeron.
I read something interesting while we were on vacation about Tom Bergeron, an article that he gave with the L.A. Times.
But he's gay?
No, he's not gay.
Oh, that's right.
He is so self-loathing.
Really?
He hates his life.
He does?
Really?
It's great.
Wow, I didn't know he was a self-loather.
It's great.
Like what?
He said, in essence, I'm Tom Bergeron. I was the host of America's Funniest Home Videos. I was on Hollywood Squares. I'm the Nimrod. He used a different word. I used the word ace, A blank, blank, blank. I'm the A blank, blank, blank that stands next to Emmett Smith and asks him how he feels after he gets done doing a tango.
You got to get him on the show.
And then it says again, it's like, well, you've got all these projects. And it's like, yes, but I'm Tom Bergeron.
I didn't know that. Well, now I feel differently about the guy.
And since I read that, I'm not a big viewer of Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
But when I do watch it now, I do notice that there's, although he realizes he's on a hit show,
yeah,
he definitely does not have that winning, hey, glad to be here attitude.
Like Ryan Seacrest.
He's got that smarmy.
Well, he might be a fun interview. You know, if he's filled with self-loathing, those are the kind of people we should talk to. I hate my life. I'm Tom Bergeron.
Super day. Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, buddies?
Hey.
This is Chad.
Is this drunk Chad?
Yeah.
Oh, formerly. No. Drunk Chad, but not a good caller when he's sober.
Oh, no, I've had a couple drinks.
Oh, okay, welcome back.
Oh,
so, but listen,
Chad, when did you start drinking again?
Yesterday.
Congratulations.
Good.
But I called in, and I got on directly.
Hey, hold on a second, Chad. Rob, I think you might be right.
Uh-huh. Why is he banned?
I think we banned him based on his last call.
But he wasn't drinking, and now he's drinking again, so he
and
might be welcome.
Never banned.
No, I think you were.
How much have you had to drink today?
Anywho, just 3 shots. But I
want to
call yesterday.
No, not enough.
Bye.
Not enough.
No, because he's forcing that agenda in.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to chat. He normally has a much better rhythm when he's drinking.
Hard to
distract. That was a wise
Hello.
Choice.
Don and Mike show.
Thanks, Rob.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Good, man. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I absolutely love your show, and it's a real privilege to get to talk to you.
But
I don't know, but nothing. That's it.
Okay.
Well, then,
we usually think there's a but. We're filled with self-loathing too.
Thank you for the call.
Well, what I was going to call and say is the Tiki Bar is opening up this weekend, and their big act they have is Vanilla Ice.
The Tiki Bar down on Solomon's Island.
Yeah.
Tiki Bar is opening.
Yeah.
I remember a bad experience I had with Vanilla Ice at the Bottle and Cork in Bethany Beach, Delaware.
That's right. You had a run-in with him.
He was a dick. He was a super dick.
Yeah, imagine. Nice to see he's still performing.
Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's his name? Rick Van Winkle?
Robbie Van Winkle.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, listen to that. The hell is that?
What the hell's going on? Hello?
We put a hidden microphone in the daycare center. In this Dateline exclusive. Millions of children rolling around in Jell-O and crayons.
Wow.
The hidden mic at the Tiki Bar.
This is the Vanilla Ice dress rehearsal.
Hello?
Hello, you stupid person. You don't accidentally dial up. We're not on a speed dial, are we?
Next time I'll have Terry call me on my cell, not on the request
this
line.
This call came into us.
That's number dial.
Let me see. Who cares what's the line we go through? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hi, what's up?
You know, it's funny what you said about NBC and the whole spin they put on about the, now they're, of course, taking the high road about not showing the video. And they're actually going to cash in on that with the PR machine that they have.
Sure. But you know what, really, at least they're stopping. Are they stopping it now, Buzz? Are they?
Not that I know of, not yet.
But you say they're stopping it, sir? They're not going to roll it anymore?
That's what I heard. Fox and NBC and all of them now are going to take the high road because of the families, of course.
Now they've played it for a whole day.
But I just, you know, even with that, at least they're not doing it anymore. I think that's, you know, they heard what everybody had to say. They got their bang out of it. But that's good. At least they're not continuing to run it.
Give us some clarification on that, though, Buzz.
I will.
Not that I don't trust our listeners.
I'm checking into it.
All of our junior newsmen out there.
You know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to play that tape. That tape of Tom Gavin.
Gavin, the blue Tom Gavin.
You know.
How do you call
him? F-bomb, S-bomb, you know. You know. Hello.
Tom Gavin, too hot for the radio.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. You know what? About those made-for-TV movies, I think they're somewhat of a... They give people that don't live there, they give them gives them a view of what happened. Like, I remember when I saw the D.C. Sniper movie, I felt for everybody that lives right there in Virginia. I mean, what happened in D.C., when that happened, when I saw the movie, you know, maybe it was, 90% accurate? Well, when I saw that, I was scared just watching the movie.
So that's, for you, the reason that you should make it? Well, why don't you go see a made-up movie that would scare you?
Don't be disturbing.
How does it benefit you to feel what the people were... I don't understand. I mean, I can see you're trying to make a point here.
It's not wrong to make the movie. It's not wrong to make the movie. It gives people a view of what the people saw so that maybe we can try to do something so it doesn't...
Well, you know what? I know what you're trying to say, but there's one particular movie I saw... Which was the 9/11 movie about the, was it Flight 93? Is that the one?
United 93.
United 93. When I watched that, I'll tell you why that was a good movie, because I really thought that did turn the people on that plane into heroes, and from that standpoint, I thought, left that movie with a very good taste.
But what this Dumas is saying is that he liked watching the movie about the sniper shootings in D.C. because it made him feel scared, and he understood how the people in D.C. felt. Right?
Are you there?
Right. Yeah, correct.
Hey, that's stupid. That's just stupid. Stupid idiot.
Yeah, Fox News is reporting that it and other networks are pulling back on their airing of the video in response to what they describe as a backlash from the viewing public. I'm now looking over material from NBC to see what they're saying as well.
Well, I hope the Rutgers women basketball team has some sort of press conference about this today.
They surely do. Stop picking on those
Someone's
girls.
Bitter.
I'm sorry.
Sorry I did that.
I did a bad thing.
I'm very, very embarrassed that I did that.
You know, and like we said a couple of days ago, that guy's got to be sitting at home going, of all the times.
1 week.
That's all I needed, 1 week.
That's all it would have taken.
I would have been on the air doing a fundraiser right now.
My God. Now I'm just sleeping with scorpions in Arizona.
I'm a bad man.
Where's my armadillo boots?
Bernard?
I need my armadillo boots. Oh, dear, another clump of hair fell out.
Oh, my man.
What a shame.
Oh, and speak about someone who will absolutely guaranteed 100% chance be on Law and Order or one of the SVUs, the Ima story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They will be the story of, the crazy disc jockey Shocked who up. Goes too far.
Well, you can throw that the governor element into it, too, with the government, the governor driving off the road.
That's right, going 91 miles an hour.
Ima could play himself. He
doesn't
have anything else to do.
Stupid idiot.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'll do it or not. I don't know if I'll be on this SUV or not.
Don and Mike?
Law and Order SUV.
Don and Mike?
Don and Mike? I don't know if they're on or not. Wow.
Let's get a break, and we'll come back. I know we've got some Sangina stuff to listen to.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Oh, and talk about Guitar Hero, and also the definitive Tom Gavin phone call.
Too hot for radio.
We've had Tom as a caller on our show, as a regular random caller.
Right.
I don't know, 20 years. Everybody knows who Tom is. Sometimes during commercials, if we're just goofing around, we pick up the phone. And we talked to him.
Yeah.
And we did that yesterday.
Yes. And we kind of egged him on to talk the way we wanted him to
say
talk.
Say what? I don't think we really had to egg him on very much.
Well, if it's on the tape, I actually said it to him. I said, talk dirty, Tom.
Well, let me hear the beginning of the tape. Hello.
Oh, cool. Good, boys.
Right. I said,
hi, guys.
Who's this?
This is the monster. I'm trying to help Bob get his boy out of his bedroom.
What?
I'm trying to get Bob's son out of his bedroom.
You.
Watch it.
Cole.
Watch it.
Retard.
Jack off. Watch it.
Mongoloid.
Watch it.
Stupid dick.
Mother
watch
sucks.
It.
Mother sucks.
Watch it.
Bad mother.
Watch it.
Hey, Chip.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Now, are we editing out?
Did we edit the part out where we told Tom to talk dirty to us?
Are we editing out with Paint Chip and Mongoloid? You know, I think he works himself back into it because I think actually the first
he gets about halfway through it, not halfway through it, but early on to it, he starts enjoying the potty talk.
I think right away, I think I say to him, F you, and then you say, MF-er.
MF-er, but then I believed I had to say, Tom, talk dirty.
Let's hear the beginning of it again. Again, this is a call during a commercial break yesterday, late in the show.
Hello.
Oh, cool. Good, boys.
Right. I said,
hi, guys.
Who's this?
This is the monster. I'm trying to help Bob get his boy out of his bedroom.
What?
I'm trying to get Bob's son out of his bedroom.
You.
Watch it.
Oh.
Watch it.
Okay, that's how it starts, guys.
Right, we start doing it, thinking that he right away will start giving it back to us, which is when it gets fun. And then, because he kind of wasn't sure he wasn't on the air,
right.
We had to kind of tell him to talk.
Rob, you've heard this thing. When we come back, what kind of roller coaster ride are we in for?
Amazingly, you'll find Tom is a little slow on the uptake.
Uh-huh.
What?
But, yes, exactly. After the dam breaks, he's right up there with you guys. It is a roller coaster.
Good. Okay.
It starts out funny, and you'll end up...
About a little ways into it, he starts to give as good as he gets.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's when it gets really fun.
Right. The best part is when Charlie shows up.
Yeah, and Charlie gives it to him. And Charlie's never talked to him like
such
that.
Such a bad mouth on that boy.
Charlie really gives it to him.
He does.
Body mouth. All right, we'll play the tape of our conversation with Tom.
You know.
You know.
Hey. You know.
He'll love it. You know he's loving it right now.
F you. F you.
He's going to dig it.
F you.
We did.
I know. One boy, Mike, was saying, what do you want to do with that girl? And he said, sex. And Mike said, say it. What do you want
to
do
maybe
with
that's
her?
That's how I got him to start talking.
What did you want to, what do you want to do to her, Tom? Have sex with her. Finally get him to say, what do you want to do, Tom? F her.
And there's also a good time in there where he goes into a whole level of monster.
Yes.
With a voice that is, you know, you could use in a horror movie. Very, very scary.
You know.
You know.
There he is. We'll be back. Everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know it's time to hear what Katie Couric has to say.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. President Bush has the hardest in the world, and no matter where you stand, you have to appreciate anyone who takes that on. I'd love that. I was at the White House yesterday. You can't help but be moved by the history those balls have witnessed. It's clear to me President Bush has a deep sense of respect for the place. When he saw one of our producers, he chastised him, saying, straighten your young man. You're at the White House. I'd love that. I also got a sense of how retarded George Bush still is. He has that Texas swagger, which says, that's so gay. But George Bush is not about to change either his penis or his unacceptable behavior. He's got one of the hardest in the world during one of the toughest times in American history. I'd love that. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Wow.
He's a fireball, isn't he?
Mike Show.
That's so gay.
Well, hi, everybody.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Yeah, dumbass.
Is everybody happy?
All right, enough. I find this whole conversation to be extremely offensive.
So, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Yeah. Their show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
so good.
So good.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing there, fellas? Love the show.
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I was just calling to comment on the on all the media blitz on this story. I think there is one good thing that comes out of it. It's that you get all the crazies out of the woodwork. People start calling all these copycat calls, and the police are ready to jump on them and get rid of them, you know, throw them away, lock them up somewhere. So, I mean, there is an upside, but
if only that's how we really were, just throw them away.
Find the bad people and throw them away.
Throw them away.
Yeah, lock them up, dump them, whatever.
I like throw them away. Leave them for the garbage man.
Throw them away. Put them out on the curb.
Throw them away.
But remember to tip your trash man.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget Felons on Wednesday and Recycle Killers. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, it's you. Yes.
Howdy.
You.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gabe, your number one fan.
Hi, Gabe. I wasn't aware. Hi.
Remember, you can't spell Gabe without gay.
You really can't.
Have we met Gabe?
Hi, Gabe.
I used to call when you guys were in New York.
Ah.
Gabe.
What can we do for you? Gabe Kaplan.
Gabe Kaplan.
Hold on, Gabe. Gabe Kaplan.
Hey, I just wanted to...
Hang on, Gabe. We're playing a game. Hang on just a second.
Gabby Hayes, no. Gabriel Byrne, no.
It's got to be a Gabe. You're king of the Gabes because you got the last one, and mine was just a baseball player.
Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah.
Gabe Kaplan.
Roman Gabe.
Mr. Cotter.
Yes. Roman Gabriel. Yes, Gabe. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to let you know that I'm still very, very happy with your work.
Well, thank you. Keep me posted, maybe quarterly.
Okay, I will.
All right. Where are you right now, Gabe? Are you on the toilet or in your bed?
I'm home. I'm in New York.
What are you wearing, Gabe?
Shorts and a waffle shirt.
Why did you ask him what he was wearing? I wanted to know what condition he might be in to make such a call.
Gabe.
The password is house arrest.
You have an ankle bracelet, Gabe?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I thought so.
You have hair in your special place.
Gabe, did you hear the question?
No, I didn't hear the question.
Do you have hair in your special place?
I'm sorry, I can't make it out.
Right, okay, thanks, Gabe.
I think you know, Buzz.
Yeah.
That's shaved.
I know.
You know. Hello, Don and Mike.
I know.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, have y'all heard the story that's going out here at the Marysville, Yuba City area up north of Sacramento?
Yes, sir. Everybody's excited to tell us about it.
Let's all remember, please.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you got a friend?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Capiche? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, just want to weigh in with Don and Mike on this whole, shooting thing and the gun issue.
They're not here today.
It's the best dog show today. It's a rerun today.
These are tapes. Yeah, they're not here today.
They just left.
Oh, come on, dude. I'm listening to it on the radio.
No, that's you're listening to a rerun.
Dude, they just walked out. There was another technical problem.
Okay. Sounds kind of weird. They just talked about, Sanjaya being released.
No, that was before they left.
Okay. All
now
right.
He believes you.
the guy just said no S. Yeah, dump that out.
What? I'll call back some A. I'm a loyal listener.
Yeah, call back tomorrow and tell them about Yuba City.
Okay. Yeah. It wasn't about Yuba City, but it's about gun control. Anyway.
Well, what side are you on?
Who's this?
This is Joe.
And John.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hey.
And I'm John.
Good to talk to you, Joe. Take care, man.
And John, say hi to...
Hey, come on. Damn, the guy, first he dropped the S-bomb, then the F-bomb.
You told him we weren't here.
Hey, are you effing with me? Are you effing with me?
With me.
Hello, Donna, my show. W-I-T. Are you effing with me?
Stop effing with me.
No, you didn't. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike, please.
They're not here.
Oh, I have a question to ask them.
They're not here. They just left.
No, I want to talk to Don.
I'm telling you, they just left.
They had to go to services for Ash Thursday. What was that, my friend? An odd reaction.
He's gone. I like that as our new answer. We are not here.
They're not here. They seem to buy it. They're not here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air. Or Don and Mike Show. Or let's try that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
They're not here.
around that. It doesn't work. You can't do it to somebody that doesn't.
I've already called you out on that.
Or maybe you can if you really want to have fun.
Hello?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I was definitely...
Tell who?
Hello?
Tell who?
You guys.
They're not here.
We are not here.
We are not here.
We are not here. We left.
Now what's your move?
We're out.
We're standing outside. Oh, he just hung up.
I think he's on, too.
He just hung up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What happened in Yuba City? Is there something I need to know about?
Hey! Okay.
You just get up?
Hello?
Did you just wake up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Num.
I set my alarm for Don and Mike. I just woke up.
Hello?
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
The mayor's name.
Around Sacramento. I heard something about you, but my mom's dead.
That's right. That's why they're so crusted.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take an umbrella. Safe home.
Be a love.
Safe home. Old sport.
Not in my show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I have nothing important to say, nothing to bring up. I just wanted to say hi, y'all.
Okay.
At least he's honest. We'll send that along to them.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
And they're gone.
He just like,
I got a new one, too.
Okay. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Can you turn your radio up, please? Can you turn your radio up?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Wow. Now people are frightened.
Mm-hmm. Or do you think there are people who now think this is a tape?
Maybe. Who knows?
That could be true. You may feel they bailed out when they heard that.
Yeah.
It's all possible.
That's funny, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
They're not here.
Stop. Okay.
They're gone.
You know.
Alrighty. Could you ask Don what he thinks of Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s chances of getting 51% of DEI racing?
No, I can't ask him that. How can I ask him that in all good conscience?
All right. I appreciate it. Have a good afternoon.
Okay.
You too. Take an umbrella.
See you in Yuba City.
Safe home.
And now let's hear a real phone call.
All right.
Okay. We've just heard a bunch of calls from our listeners that really were not quite up to snuff. Speaking of snuff, we spotted him in a snuff film 20 years ago.
Rescued him, and he's been a friend ever since.
Anyway, during the commercial set yesterday, we noticed that Tom Gavin is calling on the caller ID. So we just picked up the phone and started chatting with him. Here now is the heavily edited version of our conversation with our good friend, Tom Gavin. Oops, I'm sorry, everybody.
Here we go.
You know.
Hello.
Oh, cool. Good, boys.
Right.
Hi, guys.
Who's this?
This is the monster. I'm trying to help Bob get his boy out of his bedroom.
What?
I'm trying to get Bob's son out of his bedroom.
Yo.
Watch it.
Cole.
Watch it.
Retard.
Jack off.
Oh.
Watch it.
Mongoloid.
Watch it.
Stupid dick.
Mother watch sucks. It.
Mother sucks.
Watch it.
Bad mother.
Watch it.
Hey, Chip.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Not here.
Bad watch father. It. Bad father.
Watch it.
What do you want to do to the girls?
F them.
No, say it.
Sex.
No, say it. Say the bad words.
F them.
You monster.
You knuckleheads.
You.
Knucklehead.
Here we go.
Retard.
Jackass.
Retard.
Watch it.
Retard.
Watch it.
Retard.
Do you want me to come down here and kick your ass?
Hey, okay, you.
Are you going to roll down in your wheelchair, retard?
Watch it, sucker.
Sucker?
Yeah, watch it, knucklehead.
You're the sucker.
Your mom's the sucker.
No, you're the watch it, mother...
There we go.
Watch it, you sucker.
You.
Watch it.
JP Flame says you're a retard.
Watch it.
All the sports junkies say you're a tard.
No,
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
You know.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He hates you.
You know what?
What?
Go to hell.
You go to hell.
You go to hell. I hope that...
You know.
You know.
Goddamn.
You.
Hey, you, Charlie.
Off, Tom.
Hey, Charlie. You.
Suck my Tom.
Shut up, Charlie.
Off, Tom.
Charlie, shut up.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
You're a
Oh. You're a head.
You're a head.
You.
Suck my
You, sir.
Don't call me that.
You are a a-hole.
You, Tom.
Watch it.
You're a dead.
I hope this is being recorded.
You know.
You know.
Eat my Tom.
Hey, watch it.
Here we go.
Eat as it comes out of my
You know.
Hey, Charlie.
No.
Charlie, shut up.
Ah.
You shut up.
Suck my
Shut up, mother
Eat my
Yeah, yeah. Check.
Oh, you got a cough? Hope you die.
Real
no,
time.
Shut up, dick.
You, I hope you die with that cough.
Shut up, dead.
You, dead.
Dave, look outside.
Look outside. It's sunny.
I am suing Robert the Mailman.
Alright, that's good. Kick his ass.
I am suing Robert the Mailman.
Kick his ass, goddammit.
You are retarded.
I'm tired of you, Tom.
You.
You.
Shut up, you goddamn dumbass.
Yes.
You.
You. You. You. You. Hey, Charlie.
What? Oh.
What, Ed?
You.
Shut up.
You're a...
You're an ass...
You're an asshole.
No, you are.
You better not ever call me any other words.
Dirty you, yes I can.
I think your ass smells really bad.
No, it doesn't. Your ass don't bullsh**.
Your ass has on it.
No, you bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're asshole.
You're my bitch, Tom.
Goddamn motherfucker, come here and kick your ass.
You. You.
I hope this is being recorded, so it'll be on the next segment.
God,
hey, what?
Off.
You bitch.
You're my bitch.
You shut up.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what, you sucker?
Why are you so retarded?
Why do you mother kick your ass?
Would you stop saying that, please?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Retarded.
Oh,
bitch.
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 Go put your head in the oven.
You know who sucks it?
Who?
Lorraine.
You ass. You. You. I'll your ass up in a minute.
I'll your ass up, Tom.
You know what? I'll your ass up, too.
You.
Hey, you got 4 flat tires on your car. You knucklehead.
What? Who's got 4 flat tires on their car?
You and Mike and you and son of a muggle.
Really? Who did it, Tom?
I can't say.
Hey, you're up, Tom.
Yo, I'm not up like you are.
You're a maniac.
No, you are.
You are.
Oh, you shut up.
You.
Ah.
You know.
Charlie.
You know.
Charlie.
What?
What are you doing?
Your mother.
Wow. Hey, you want me to get some monkey up to your ass?
Yeah, stick a monkey up your ass, because you are one.
No, you are.
You are. I know you are, but what am I?
You knucklehead. No.
Excuse me.
You knucklehead.
Hey, Tom. Tom. Tom.
Hey,
Tom. Tom.
Who is this?
Why do you like to eat? Why do you like?
Shut up!
What is 5 plus 10?
5 plus 10?
Answer, retard.
You don't know.
You're retarded.
5 plus 10? 15, ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
What are you guys going to do? Go off and go get drunk?
Hey, Tom, there's no need to use that type of language.
Okay. How are you doing, Tom? Who are you talking to?
Who?
What's happening, Tom?
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Hey, Tommy, what's happening?
Nothing, man. Can I get on the air?
We're really tied up. Can you call back tomorrow?
Yep.
All right, dude. Have a good night.
There you go. No goodbye, right. But he's gone.
There you go. That
oh. Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Here comes the Peabody Award.
Oh, that was Gavin, delightful. Everybody.
Oh. Wow.
F you.
Once we get him in the rhythm of it, it got better. I like it when he's got a certain robot voice that goes into the maniacal demon voice.
But he's doing it. It'd be nice to post that unedited version somewhere.
Yeah,
isn't that why we have a website, for God's sake?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure, for Adult Swim.
NSFW, right? That's no different than putting hey, Yanni, can we put that up on the website?
I will see what I can do to make that happen.
Very good.
Johnny
Gorman!
You know. Talk to Michael Hughes about it. He eats ass. F you.
I like the savvy Tom Gavin, though, like halfway through going, is this being recorded so it'll be a good segment?
Right. And then also you get the moment with 15, ass. When he gets the question right.
Oh, I love it.
Brilliant. What a great call.
That's the serious work we do in the commercial breaks on this show.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. The good work we do.
Now let's see if one of our regular callers can make us feel as joyful. I'll give you this. It's a hard act to follow, folks. Yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, that was hilarious.
Thank you.
Yes.
Don't thank us. Thank Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Right.
And really, remember what JFK said. Think not what you can do for... Well,
ask not what your country can do for you.
Oh, my God, get down!
That's exactly how it happened. That's exactly how it happened.
Don't ask. What Tom can do. Ask what you can do.
Yes.
How about? Don't ask what you can do. No, don't ask what your retard can do for you. Ask what you can do for your retard.
Get down, everybody, down.
The only thing we have to fear is
Tom.
Suck it, Jackie.
Jackie, F you, Jackie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
We're going to do it a whole other world.
Yeah.
The world of Tom Gavin throughout history.
Yes.
Other than that, how did you like the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Mrs. Gavin.
You see? You see word?
Tom Gavin, famous moments during history.
Okay, when we come back, oh my gosh, every line is ringing right now.
Throbbing.
Yep, and they've all just got to be calling about that, right?
Probably.
Especially love the Tom Gavin.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Well, as a regular caller, I can't top that, but I just want to say hi, guys.
Oh, you just couldn't stand it. You couldn't stand it, could you?
Gladys.
Hey, Gladys, maybe we can do a conversation with you like that during the break someday.
Hold on.
No, you can't.
Hey, Gladys, hold on a second. We are going to talk to you during the commercial break.
I can't talk
Seriously, hold on a second.
I can't.
Sure you can.
Come on, Gladys. Gladys,
no.
you can play. Well, then why'd you call?
Because someone else called and said they were your biggest fan. I just call and say
hey,
hi.
Gladys, I tell you what, if you won't stay on hold, I've got your number. We're going to call you back.
That's right. You were in the military, Gladys. You can keep up with that.
Come on, Gladys. You can do a little potty talk, please.
Gladys,
have we ever asked anything of you?
This will be a chance for us to say what we've always wanted to say to you, and in turn,
you can give back.
You to us. It'll be good.
No, you've said quite enough to me already.
Prove that you are their driest fan.
Gladys, couldn't you just step up this once?
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
There's some things.
Darling, there's just some things you won't do.
There is.
Not what we heard.
Selfish thing.
Well, how about this? You don't have to say anything, but just stay on the line and let us say stuff to you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on, please.
It's not as much fun if she... You're letting her off the hook.
Yeah, you are.
You're letting her off the hook.
No. Trust me. Reel her in. We can reel her.
You think we can get her to do it?
First, you lead the horse to water.
Listen, who's better at being crude and insulting than us?
Yeah, but I want her to play too.
Trust me. Once we say, hey, you're
your smells. Yeah,
I mean, once we can speak without censorship,
right?
Tr-
us me.
Mm-hmm.
Or us me. One of two things is going to happen. Either she's going to respond, or we're going to get rid of her once and for all.
Nobody loses. Dirty Talk with Gladys Kravitz.
So, Johnny, roll tape, and we'll break, and coming when we come back, there's another one of these harebrained interviews they've got for us.
Harebrained.
It's a former porn star who's now a bounty hunter.
Cool.
Wow. So, I'm looking forward to that, not as much as telling Gladys about her vaginal problems.
But, Gene.
So, we'll do this and do that and be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, look what the wind blew in.
Hi, Mr. Shagiri. We were wondering if you was needing any help this summer.
You're wasting your time here.
Well, you ain't got nothing? Nothing up on Brokeback?
Ain't got no work for you.
Hey, and still Maury ain't been around, has he?
You boys sure found a way to make the time pass up there. Twist. You guys wasn't getting paid to leave the dogs babysit the sheep while you stem the rose. Now get the hell out of my trailer.
The Don and Mike Show. Stand by for spontaneous mediocrity with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And don't forget, Kat, the website's open. I think we're up to, it's up to 12 hours a day now.
12 hours a day, but we serve food the whole time.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. And don't forget, the all-night menu is open.
Yes, it's a great all-night menu. All starters.
Children's menu starts at 6 a.m.
Absolutely. And this Sunday, enjoy our brunch.
Hey, John, how are we doing on the Gladys Kravitz call?
I will have that edited for you in the next break.
Okay, good.
Bingo, baby. Good.
She didn't say anything.
She didn't want to play.
Yeah.
We tried. I tried hard.
I sure got a lot out.
You got a lot out of your system.
And I think I speak on behalf of a lot of people here who really do hate Gladys. I don't really hate her.
All right. I don't.
Hi, Rob.
I don't.
Oh, come on.
I
love her.
This man is lying, and so is this man. Both of these men are lying.
Well, Rob ramps me up on her, too, because Rob knows her very, very well.
Thank you.
A little too well, I think. Knows all about that abnormal personality of hers.
So, I know who's on the phone now.
Ooh.
Right, it's the porn star, Bounty Hunter.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Bod the Bounty Hunter.
Bod. B-O-D. Is that right? Wife, mom, bounty hunter. Hello?
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 Bod the Bounty Hunter, you're a hot bounty hunter.
Okay.
Well, are you, the first question that comes into my mind, how long ago were you a porn star?
Over 10 years.
Okay.
About 12 years ago.
I buzzed to a search, her porn name was Sandra Scott.
Okay.
Nope, that wasn't it.
No. Tiffany Millions?
That's right.
Hold on. So Sandra Scott, what's that, your real name?
That's my real name.
Oh, okay.
You never made a porno under the name of Sandra Scott?
I did not.
All right, so let's go to Tiffany Millions. When you were in that line of work, what was your specialty, ma'am? What were you known for, around the world?
Probably my favorite position, arm extended, palm up, turn, check in hand.
How many films did you make, Sandra?
Oh, gosh, you know what? That was so long ago. I can't even remember back that far.
But you enjoyed your work.
That was then and this is now. I've moved on.
All right, how is it that you go from being a porn star to being a bounty hunter, Sandra?
Well, there were 12 years in between there. You know, a person can do a lot of growing and changing in 12 years.
Well, you got out of the porn business. Obviously, everybody gets out of that business relatively young. Are we getting a picture of her?
Yeah, a little picture.
Okay.
There it is.
The
web there, Buzz?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Right. You got one nasty tongue.
Not bad, huh?
Sandra.
Yeah. You're a lovely lady.
Thank you.
Very nice. So I cannot imagine that you would have a hard time if there was a bad guy sitting at a bar somewhere and you knew that you had to apprehend him. All you'd have to do is walk up and have a beer and immediately I would assume you would disarm him with your charm and your beauty and your porn star loveliness.
Well, it certainly comes in handy. No pun intended.
She identified your favorite kind of film, Don.
And let me ask, or were you mainly in intercourse films?
You know what, you guys, that was so long ago, really.
Please, Sandra, come on.
It's played out. If you want to know anything about that part of my life, it's all over the internet. These days, I'm really into what I do. I'm into the show. And that was eons ago.
All right, well,
it's not even a part of my life anymore.
Let's promote Sandra's show, to be fair. Her show, A Wife Mom Bounty Hunter, premieres on the 20th of April on the Wii channel at 9 p.m.
So obviously you have been a bounty hunter in real life prior to this show. How long have you been doing that dangerous work prior to making this reality show?
3 years.
3 years. So you've had enough experience. Have you had any real close calls, dangerous calls?
Oh,
while
certainly.
All right, tell us about one of those.
Every single time you're out, you have a dangerous call. You just never know what's going to happen. I mean, we just recently had
You find some of our movie titles, Buzz?
He was inside an apartment. He was high on meth. We had to break a window, go in through the window. The apartment was completely dark, and it was just loaded with all kinds of rubbish and trash and whatnot, and the guy could have been...
Oh, no!
Quatnot.
Dear.
And it was going so swimmingly.
That is the shame.
Quatnot. She set it off, everybody.
Now, in the rule book, does she count as a celebrity? Because in the rule book, celebrities are allowed a callback with an explanation of the word whatnot. You have to make that call.
I vote a non-celebrity.
She is not really a celebrity.
I would maybe give her the nudge for being a celebrity if she was a little more open
about
her porn star past.
It's really a double whammy for her. It really, really is.
Sandra
did not, and really, we wanted to talk about the porn a little bit. Not a lot. We went right to the bounty hunting.
The guy that's famous for this, that guy, Dog, we've had him on the show before. We've talked about bounty hunters before. This is a show that's going to be on in competition with that. And the hook is, she's a former porn star.
Right. And doesn't want to talk about the porn.
So we'll never learn about the Temple of Poon.
Oh, you found her movies, Buzz.
Yeah.
What else?
Dirty Bob's Excellent Adventures 20. Latex 2.
Wow.
Your Dome. The Genesis Chamber, Body of Influence, and so on. There are like 96 titles here.
Hey, you know what? Let's make this like Roman times. Right. Let's go to our audience and see if they say thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah.
Do we ask her back on and say...
To at least explain the whatnot rule.
You violated the whatnot rule. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Do not call her back.
Okay, thank you. At two, Brutus.
She was in Splat Man.
Was she in?
Splat Man.
Eat two, Brutus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you doing, Don and Mike?
Where are you on the porn star bounty hunter? Should we call her back?
Well, you know, I think...
No, all right, you're just...
Bye!
Doing some instant shtick for us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
They're not here right now.
Oh, okay.
They're out.
I kid, of course.
They went to God heaven, did they?
What about the whatnot lady?
That was unreal.
Should we call her back or not?
I don't know, man.
No, all right. Hey,
duh. I don't know.
The Beaverly Hillbillies.
The Beaverly Hillbillies.
I like eating them. I don't know. Chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, you guys were right about there being a copycat shooter because the Sacramento Police Department passed out what?
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call the Don and Mike Show.
There we go. We handled that without violence. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Thanks for having me on hold when you had Gladys on the phone. That was excellent.
Oh, you enjoyed that.
I did.
This guy was on hold?
Well, we didn't know that, did we?
No, that was on hold.
Wow.
There were no lines on hold. Were there really lines on hold then?
Was.
I don't know.
Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it. She wasn't going to do it. I thought maybe she might break, but she just, it wasn't in her.
It wasn't in her.
Has been.
Where are you on the whatnot lady? And that's what I think she should be called.
The whatnot lady.
I say no way, but please, can you put the uncensored Tom Gavin call on?
We're working on it, my friend. Well, one forest fire at a time.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What do you think?
I'm at work right now.
Yeah, well, hey,
we have to really pay attention.
We are too.
Keep us posted.
What can we do for you?
No, man. I was just listening through the break. Yeah, you guys definitely had some people on hold there during the break because I heard everything.
Okay.
Oh my God, how many? Well, that's, I don't care if people heard.
No,
that
doesn't matter.
I want to play it on the radio anyway with the beeps,
right,
and all the stuff.
You're pretty mean to her though. She was like, "I'm not gonna do it," and you're just like,
quiet, like,
"Okay."
And we like what? Like?
Like.
You like what? Like what?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, about that porn star?
Yeah.
I don't think she's half as sweet as Michael Myers' tank.
All right, thank you, Sling
Blade.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, honey. What's happening?
I don't think you should call her back.
Didn't like her, huh?
I think she was a little withholding on the porn issue.
Yep,
and
bingo.
That's really what we all want to hear anyway.
Okay.
Good
yep. for you.
All right, thanks, honey.
Amen.
You're welcome.
You got any more movies, Buzz, that she was in?
Let's see. The Sleeping Cat, Caged Fury. Not all of these have silly titles. Let me find some more for you.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Face down, ass up. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Take a picture, doesn't it? Can I put his thumbs down?
What? Well, no, they're not taking calls right now.
They're not here.
This is Don and Mike Show right now.
Can you turn your radio up, please?
Down?
Can you turn your radio up, please?
It's down.
Can you turn it up, please?
Turn it up, please.
No, guys. Thumbs down for the whatnot lady.
Okay, get it out of here.
Just paying attention.
Very serious. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, you know that porn star?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she got the Vish Fish, man. Don't call her back.
Vish Fish. Okay, thank you. Well, I believe that the
well, it's obvious what
the
people
Coliseum has spoken.
People are interested in the porn element, and if
what
you don't
not?
Want to talk about that, you know, and then you violate the rule.
What not?
That rule.
Anyway, so there you go.
If you want to know more, you'll just have to rent The Crease Master's Wife or Starbanger 6. A lot of sequels. Starbanger 6.
With big numbers after them. And with that kind of a resume,
right,
how can she poo-poo, if you'll pardon the pun, how can she poo-poo platter this whole, I don't want to talk, that was my former life.
Buttman wouldn't do that.
Turning over a new leaf, Don.
Buttman wouldn't do that. Buttman wouldn't hire anybody that would do that.
He's a mommy now.
Buttman would, Buttman don't play that way.
When did you become so enamored with the magazine Buttman?
It's in here. No one's taking it out. It's sitting here. I look at it every day.
You ever seen this video?
It's this very thing. I guess it was when we interviewed porn star Sandy Lane, who liked talking about
Sunny
her
Lane.
Porn. Sunny Lane.
Uh-huh. You asked me to leave it in here. Shall I remove it?
Thanks, Rob. I didn't ask you to leave it in here.
You said leave it there with the note on it that said Charlie likes Buttman.
Oh, okay. Hello. I said leave the note on it.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
The note is gone.
Don't be ashamed. On one hand, you're proud of the fact
can
you
I see it?
Buttman.
Don't hold. You can't hold my Buttman if you're going to sell me out like that.
Hello, Don and Mike
Thank
Show.
Thank you. I've seen all the pictures.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, two thumbs down for the WN lady, unless she talks about her WP.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
I don't even know what WP is, but it sounded funny.
I do.
What is it?
The last
one. Oh, is the first word wet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
I believe it might have been a DP.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, like Gladys.
We didn't get an age either from her. She said 10 years ago, that's when she stopped doing porn.
I'll get her age. She looked to be, from the picture Buzz had, I'd say she's in her 40s.
41.
She's a very fetching woman.
She's now 20.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, way to stick to your guns and make sure she doesn't come back on. And once you guys start being lenient, you know, the show will probably start falling apart.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The show will start falling apart.
Sure.
What not?
Sure, it will.
Like it's not already falling apart. Like the show's not the biggest jalopy on radio. Please. Someone pimp our ride.
We've got the Beverly Hillbillies truck.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey.
The horrible things that come out of a porn star's mouth. Banner.
Banner.
Banner. Okay, well, wow. We've spoken.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it. Bruce Banner. That's it.
Overwhelming. Overwhelming. You have voted.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, whore.
So long.
Well, when we come back, something totally different.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good evening and welcome to Eyewitness News at 6. I'm Susan Ortega.
And I'm Evan Baxter, and here's what's making news. A potential scandal with the Buffalo PD surfaced today when the mayor demanded that...
Somebody give him some water, please.
It looks like my new co-anchor may need a glass of water.
There we go. Sorry about that. In other news, the Prime Minister of Sweden visited Washington today, and my tiny little nipples went to France.
What did he just say?
Check the prompter. The prompt is fine.
Evan, read the copy, please. The copy's good. Just read it.
The White House Reception Committee greeted the Prime Rib Roast Minister, and I do the cha-cha like a sissy girl. I like a do da cha-cha. Huh. I'm sorry, we seem to be having some technical difficulties. In other news... Oh, my apologies.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Can the hamster get a spin on its wheel?
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
Man, this is shenanigans. Foolishness.
That's so gay.
All right, enough! I find this whole conversation to be extremely offensive.
Living in a scratch and dent world, Don and Mike.
Here we are. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
I believe that might not see the light of day.
Someone just had to use the double.
Or thumbs.
Stiffies.
Or eyebrows.
Things.
Or things. But Don and Mike are not here.
That reminded me, everything reminds me of American Chopper. You know how way back when I was talking to you about my dad and my mom and the weird names that they had for our genitals?
Right. I remember them. Cooley and Wet thing.
Do you know that last night I was watching an American Chopper? It's a new one from the season. And
did they have a new opening?
Yeah.
Where the one they shot out in the desert?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, they actually did a show where they were shooting the new opening. And so I was curious if the new episodes have the new opening for American Chopper.
There is a new opening, yes. I've not seen the episode where they shoot it, but I've seen the new opening that has Mikey on a scooter behind the other two guys on their big motorcycle.
And it looks like it's a new style opening there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is. It's got the weird, the different font that says Paul Sr.
Okay.
Paul Jr. Good. And, you know, dot, 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 as Mikey.
Mikey.
Mikey. Anyway, I was watching American Chopper, and they were talking about, it was Paul Sr. and his dogs. He's got two big, like, bulldogs, combination bulldog, something else. One of them is named Gus, and they've got a new one. And as he's talking to the dogs, he says, "Oh, come here. Look at you got it on your coolie."
Really?
Yeah, I swear to Christ. I had never heard, except from my father, using the word coolie for ass.
You see the way the episode where he washes the other guy's dog?
Oh,
you seen that one where they take it to the pet washer?
The dog Dave, yeah. Because there's a self-service dog wash right next to the self-service car wash.
Next to the car wash.
Yeah.
They take the dog down there, and they really have... You see the sensitive side of Senior.
That might be the episode... Well, no, it was one about Senior's dogs. Right. But where he does say Cooley.
Cooley.
And, you know, with all of my love of American Chopper, I'm surprised I've not seen the one you're talking about where they cut the new open.
Yeah, well, they go out to... a shoot. I believe it's out in the desert, and they spend the whole day out there, and one of the bikes falls apart a little bit when they're doing the shoot.
Tonight's Letterman, to me, is virtually a perfect show.
Really?
The guests tonight are Gary Shandling and the Tuttles.
Wow.
Oh, really? Can you picture a better Letterman show?
That should be fun. That should be fun.
Say hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I was just
wondering what kind of bike you think the Tuttles would build for a porn star bounty hunter.
Well, I think you could... I really don't have an answer for you.
Did you have a funny one? Have you had a funny one, Mike?
It was going to involve a dildo. Of course, that's what you would use.
A dildo.
And I think it'd be a nice detail.
Dildo.
We really thought we'd throw some dildos on the fenders of this bike because Sandra really thought that that would be a nice detail. See, that's where I was going to go with that.
Sandra.
Sandra.
It was premature with the crickets. That was much better than the crickets.
Well, the call was that way. But, you know, I'd like to see a porn star's bike.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering if Buzz had any festivities planned for tomorrow.
Why, what's tomorrow, sir?
Tomorrow, the date? I believe the date is 4/20.
Oh,
what? Don't follow. What
I'm not sure.
Mean?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Definitely not trying to get at Hitler's birthday, even though I know that's what Rob really wants me to go for.
Uh-huh.
But it's actually out here in California. So
you know, I remember that.
Hold on.
Now I remember every year.
Yeah.
Every year there's a battle on 4/20 because for Buzz it's Weed Day.
Right.
And for Rob it's Hitler's birthday.
Is it really Hitler's birthday tomorrow?
Every year it's the same deal every single year on 4/20.
You got Hitler in my weed. You got weed in my 80. Hitler. He would have been 80.
Yeah.
Right,
we've done that joke before.
Would have been 80. Would not have been 80. Your brain's got the shell on it. He would have been 80. I was an 80-year-old Hitler. He conquered Europe when he was 8.
You know what he said?
What?
Bring me my prune juice now.
Hello, Tom, Mike show. Hello.
Now.
Hello.
Tom. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
Hi there. We're doing great.
How are you?
It's Tiny from Baltimore.
Oh, nickname.
Sorry, disqualification. No.
Tiny from Baltimore. I'm betting he was a fat guy.
No nicknames, please.
Oh, fat ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm a Don and Mike viewer, and I want to order the Gavin's Gone Wild video, please.
No,
Gavin's Gone Wild.
Oh, now, listen, we do have, it's 1:38 long, the attempt to have the phone conversation with Gladys Kravitz.
She wouldn't play.
We'll play the tape for you anyway.
Right. Why not?
I'm the instigator here.
I'm trying to coax her into talking dirty.
And I just want to jump right into it. And as I mentioned, what's really weird is that I think really, I'm not just setting myself up here because I say awful things to her.
Right.
I think I like her more than any of you guys do.
I'd say that's accurate.
Probably.
However, you've never claimed that you dislike her.
However, Dr. Freud, you would have to wonder with the things I said to her, do I really like her?
You certainly didn't hold back.
Let's hear the phone call with Gladys Kravitz during the commercial set. Tried to go Gavin on her.
Very good.
Calling her back.
Come on, yeah.
Hey, I'm in a bad cell pretty soon.
Hey, you. How come you hung up?
No, I didn't. I'm going through one part of I-35.
God, why does your smell so bad, Gladys?
That is not nice. I'm not going to talk to you guys.
Gladys, come on, play with us.
No,
Gladys.
I can't.
Come on, Gladys.
Listen,
why are you so wrinkled?
There's a limit to me, and that's you guys call me names.
There's no limit to the amount of will suck.
Shame on you, boys. You should have your mouth washed out with soap.
Come on, Gladys, say something dirty. Gladys, say something dirty.
Kitty litter.
Oh, come on.
You annoying bitch.
I don't cuss. I'm sorry. I don't cuss.
Gladys, what's the problem? Seriously.
I just don't. I don't need that. I don't have to do that.
How's that rod going? God, your genitals stink.
Gladys, could you just say one dirty word for us?
No, I can't. I won't. I don't.
Oh, come on.
You stupid.
No. Oh.
No.
Can I tell you something? Rob is off to that picture you sent us.
Yeah, well.
Your glamour shots picture.
Oh, that's so old.
Yeah. Oh, Gladys, it's no fun if you don't play.
No, I can't. Bye.
Boo.
There she goes.
And that whole thing that you said at the end had to be... That was you, that last solid beep.
There's a lot of stuff That started with C and ended with T.
Yeah, a lot of C's and T's in there.
Lots of them.
Delightful.
Not as satisfying as Tom Gavin.
Not nearly.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don. How do you like the song Traffic and Weather?
I like it together on the eights.
That's what the song's about. Have you heard it?
What song are you talking about?
I have no idea.
It's called Traffic and Weather.
Come on.
Name of the group is Fountains of Wayne.
Well, I am a fan of Fountains of Wayne. Is it a song that is goofing on radio stations that do weather and traffic together?
News stations, actually. Like the local news broadcast, it's the one anchor singing to the other about how he wants her bad.
Well, now, has Fountains of Wayne come out with a new the album since the one that's got about the mom, the hot mom?
This month.
Oh, is it really this month? Is it out already?
Yeah, the album appears to be called Traffic and Weather. I'm looking at the album cover, I think, right now, the CD cover.
Oh, it's the one with Bob the Bounty Hunter on it.
That's right.
Oh, Fountains of Wayne, I love it. Oh, thank you for that tip. I'll have to get that.
Very old Beatles-style album cover there. Very, 60s.
Yellow Submarine-like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Fountains of Wayne.
They are.
On that last disc they got there.
And how did they get the name Fountains of Wayne? We've had that discussion.
It's something
before.
About a place in New Jersey.
Wayne, okay. New Jersey.
Yeah. I gotta get my ass together, cause I can't live like this forever.
Well, I like it if you're talking about radio, that's good.
I got a bright future and a bright future in sales, yeah.
What are the Fountains of Wayne, incidentally? Is that just a place?
It's a place that sells fountains.
Oh, it's okay.
Like for your lawn decoration.
Fountains of Wayne.
Right. No, it's
nothing to do with Wayne Newton at all.
I would thought it had something to do with Wayne Rogers.
It is. How about Wayne Brady?
How about Bruce Wayne?
It's got to be a first name.
How about you may be King of the Waynes. You had Newton, right?
I have Newton. I have Brady.
Are you dying to jump in?
I got one.
Go.
Wayne Campbell. Wayne's World.
Wayne?
No.
Doesn't count.
No, fictitious character. Well, there's a big one Mike should be getting right about now.
Oh, that's true.
Who? Come on, who? Say it.
Wayne Gretzky.
Oh,
that's right. Wayne Gretzky.
All right, Buzz, right now you're King of the Waynes.
Wow, look at me.
I thought Wayne. He was a fictitious character.
Wayne Gretzky is not.
I am.
And you know what?
Oh, I got it. Dwayne Johnson.
And you know what? The Fountains of...
The Rock.
The Fountains of Wayne. It's really I don't go in for this. It's Tinkle Erotica.
Oh.
What it is you sit in a little...
Yeah, yellow journalism.
In a little
Tinkle Erotica. That's going to be your next book. Picture book.
You sit in a little kiddie pool, and all these famous people named Wayne pull out their fountains.
Welcome to the Fountains of Wayne.
That's actually a pickup line used by Wayne.
There is going to be my finale. And if you're sitting in the front row, it'll be better than Gallagher.
All the people with the tarps.
Yes, now we're here for the Fountains of Wayne.
Is it raining in here?
These people are very fortunate.
Oh, my God. Look what Wayne Newton is doing.
If he's sitting in the front row. You might get a little wet.
Hello, Don of Mike Show.
You boys should be ashamed of yourselves. I don't want you to wash your mouths out with soap.
Okay, hello there. Don of Mike Show, get a better phone if you're going to do that, please. Hello, you're on the air.
Go to count and see to you, Wayne Palmer.
Wayne Palmer, President Wayne Palmer.
However,
that's a character.
Fictional character. And Monday morning quarterback, late to the party. Buzz, officially King of the Waynes.
King of the Waynes for Wayne Gretzky, the legendary hockey player.
Hi there, Donna Mike Show.
Hello,
Donna
Mike.
It's Elmo. I love it when we get a call from Elmo.
Elmo. Judy, is this...
Oh, that's great, Elmo. Are you still dirty, Elmo?
Oh, you betcha, Mike. In fact, that little person who caught a little earlier was in a movie I'm going to put out next month. That's why she not want to talk with you.
What's the movie going to be called?
What is it?
It's called My Bitch Too Barely Hired.
Now I'm losing him.
I don't
understand.
I liked it better when he just would call up and say bad words. Remember when he was just...
I do that, guy. It's like roses go poop. Roses consider me a bad Elmo when I talk nasty.
Is it me? I don't understand what you're saying, Elmo.
Are you anatomically correct, Elmo?
No, Mike, I'm not.
Elmo, just say penis.
Elmo says penis.
See, now I'm laughing.
That's cute. It's very, very cute.
Now say, Elmo likes vagine.
Elmo likes vagine.
Why is that, Elmo?
Because they go together so nice.
No. Sorry. You're not doing it for me.
Bye, then.
Very cute. Bye.
We're not picking up your option. Hey, did you hear how he went to a regular voice for a second?
Yeah, it was on. How about that? Huh?
In a similar vein, my six-year-old, Julia, came up to Carrie and I last night, and she said, you know what? I said, what? She said, I have a uterus.
Wow.
I said, yes, you do. What brings this up?
It's lovely.
Stop it.
She is that's what I'm saying. That's what you would say to her, not me.
Oh, I forgot. I'm a monster. And it's weird when I'm with my children. It's uncomfortable.
Where did she get it from?
From a Charlie Brown ask and tell, like, encyclopedia type book who's talking about the body. And
well, burn it.
Yeah,
did you bring it out on the front lawn and light it on fire?
I don't usually burn books till Friday, and that's when I burn them all.
That'll be a good way for you to introduce yourself to the new neighbors. Have a good old book burning right on your front lawn.
Oh, throw the syringes on top, too.
Who did it belong to? Was it Peppermint Patty's or was it Lucy's?
It was Marcy's. It was Marcy's uterus.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is to teach kids these things?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were focusing on the sexual aspect of it, but it was part of the
body. Well, still, but it's down there
did
where we don't.
Did you see the book where they had Pig Pen's rectum?
Yeah. Well, he was the right character for that.
And Woodstock's balls.
But it was actually a real struggle between Pig Pen and, of course, the title character, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, why do you think they call him Charlie Brown?
Yeah, in that book, Brown is in quotation marks.
Charlie Brown.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Wow. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Joe.
Hey. No, Don and Mike. No, they left. Bye. Jane and Mike. Hold on. We'll take some more phone calls in a second. The Elmo thing, he brought up Rosie O'Donnell. And
what's she doing now?
It's not what she's doing. It's what Donald Trump has done.
Oh.
This is such a great story. Donald Trump got a bustier that she wore in the movie Exit to Eden. Remember the one where Rosie O'Donnell lost all the weight and
she tried to be hot.
She was supposed to be a dominatrix. I think maybe Dan Aykroyd was in that movie.
That's right.
As it turns out, Donald Trump bought it at an auction from a fan who had it framed. He didn't want it, so he sent it to Barbara Walters.
Her bustier?
Yeah.
Her Caribbean bustier.
So on The View on Monday, we'll play the tape here for you in a second. In essence, Rosie O'Donnell brings this up. Rosie O'Donnell wants to talk in the air about how Donald Trump bought her underwear and sent it to Barbara Walters. She starts out by saying, did you want to hear what a 60-year-old businessman did? And right away, Barbara Walters stops and says, we have no desire to continue a feud with Donald Trump. And... they move right by it.
Oh, so Rosie wanted to mix it up a little bit.
She did. Ooh. And I'll give Donald Trump...
Now there's an official feud with Donald Trump and Barbara Walters now, too, right?
There is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he actually... Because he called her a liar.
He said she was a liar.
Right, right.
I love the fact that it won't go away because Donald Trump... I used to think it was about the show The Apprentice.
Right.
The show stinks. He knows that. It's a gigantic failure. For whatever reason, he's continuing this. He's in an auction house somewhere, and he sees Rosie O'Donnell's bustier from this movie. He buys it and sends it to Barbara Walters.
I'd like to see video of that. If they had a video camera at the auction house, that would have been fun to see him bidding on that.
How great is that? Can you imagine? That would be like an old leather horse saddle.
Oh, smell that way.
That would be what it
smell
like.
It smells like it's been in the barn for a while.
Hello, Donna.
I wonder what size she was. You know, I guess you go, what do you do with bustiers? Do you go with like bra size? Is that how you measure? Or do you do 2 or 3 or 4 or 16?
48 long.
48 long.
The thing with her is that she's not ever been blessed with the one great benefit,
right.
If you're a fat chick,
right,
you generally have big knockers, and
she's kind of Kelly Ripa level with the knockers. The only thing that gives her anything is the fact that she's got
she's
a little
so
weight.
Fat, right? Right. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi, did you guys know that Wayne Newton's going to be the Grand Marshal at the Apple Blossom Festival?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, I just heard it on the radio like about a week ago, maybe.
Last time I went to Winchester, Virginia, it was Dick Van Patten.
Yeah, well, Wayne Newton's coming. It's like first weekend in May or something.
Isn't Wayne Newton originally from that area? I mean, that's why he calls
his the Shenandoah Valley.
Somewhere in Virginia. I don't think it's Winchester, though.
Great parade.
Well, Rob, I think you should pull all of your autograph skills and get a phoner with Wayne Newton for us.
We have been in touch with his people.
It's a continuing thing. We're always in touch with him. Wayne X, get out to Winchester.
Hello there.
Don. Wayne Chester, Virginia.
Like Wayne Chester. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you going to watch Jay Leno tonight?
Am I going to watch Jay Leno? I generally don't. No, it's a great Letterman. Why would I watch Jay Leno?
For Sanjana.
Sanjana.
Yeah, Sanjana.
No, where are you from originally?
I'd rather watch Letterman because he's going to have Gary Shandling and from American Chopper, the Tootles.
The Tootles are going to be. Where are you from originally with that accent, sir?
You know, because when Sanjaya loses, Jay Leno has that thing for the losers.
Yeah. Can you answer a question for me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from originally?
Mexico.
Mexico. Oh, Chuy, how are you?
Oh, good, good, senor.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Loco en la cabeza.
Loco en la cabeza.
No, no, seriously, Don.
Oh, Don, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Now,
your serious conversation.
All right, listen.
Jay Leno.
I really don't know why you're calling me here. The answer is very simple.
Isn't it? And isn't it Yay Leno? Or Hey Leno?
That's right. Like Jesus.
Hey Leno.
It wouldn't be Jay Leno.
It's the Hey Leno.
Hey Leno.
Hey Leno. Hey Leno. Hey
Leno. Welcome to Hey Leno.
Hey Leno.
Senor Romero.
The Tonight Show. Oh, I like that. Hey Leno.
Yeah, Senor Romero.
Si.
If you have to, Senor Romero.
See, si, I'm right here. Start again. I guess we don't have anything for me.
All right. I know. I just want to know, if you have to do something for Sanjaya, what would you do?
Well, if you had to do what?
Something for Sanjaya.
I would probably cut his head off.
you know how Jay Leno brings out, the thing from
don't you mean,
the commercial?
Hey...
Please pronounce his name correctly. It's Hey Leno.
Hey Leno.
Hey.
And how do you say Tonight Show again, Mike D?
It's the Tonight Show on NBC.
Okay, Hey Leno.
NBC?
Huh?
The Tonight Show.
From NBC.
With Sanjaya.
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 Hey Leno con Sanjaya.
Can you speak in your native tongue for us, please? Even though people hear that everywhere in the United States now.
Tell me about it, Mike.
Señor Genio con Sanjaya.
Say, why don't you describe how excited you are about the Tonight Show in your native Spanish? Go ahead. Maybe we can get some of those ratings from El Zol.
Make me feel like I'm walking into any major retail outlet in the metro area and trying to have someone ring up something for me. Go ahead.
Señor Buzz.
Yes, sir. He's moving on the buzz.
They love you in Veracruz.
Thank you. I love Veracruz.
He will not speak Mexican.
You know, maybe he can't. That happens also. It actually happens. Can you speak Spanish?
Oh, no.
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 Now, if you went into a store, that would be all he could speak. But here, he can only speak English.
Only if he was speaking to his coworkers.
Right.
I doubt this guy.
You think it's not a real accent?
I think his accent is inconsistent, and it leans towards Italian sometimes.
Are you Spanish or not, sir? Are you Hispanic or not?
How you doing?
Si.
Well, how come you can't speak Spanish?
I don't speak Spanish. I was born here.
He's got a good voice.
But you have a bit of a Spanish accent.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
What's the matter, you? Hey.
Talk about behind the eight ball.
No, Buzz, they love you in Veracruz.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Veracruz. Bye. Adios. Yes.
Goodbye.
Tom Cruise.
Listen, the word is mulch.
It's time to mulch.
Sanjaya.
It's May 19th. Don't be calling me. Lay down my mulch.
Hey, Leno.
Hey, Leno. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello. Hey. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to speak chopper with you guys. Is that all right?
Well, you might want to tend to that dog before that.
Why'd you get a jar? Why'd you get a nice big jar of Jiffy peanut butter first to take care of that dog?
Well, I'm actually working right now.
Now, listen, if you get the jar of peanut butter, are you really taking care of the dog, or is the dog taking care of you?
Yes and yes.
Well, what kind of dog do you have, sir?
Well,
a sexy one, Mike.
Right now, I read gas meters, and so I have to walk the house.
Oh, this is not your dog?
No.
What a perspective. I believe this guy. What a perspective on the meter reader.
Hey, how are you?
Peter the meter reader.
Yeah, the meter reader.
All right, are you away from the dog now?
Yeah, I just drove off.
So when you read someone's meter, do you ever go to someone's house and go, hey, you know, this guy's okay? I'm only going to say that he ran his light bulb for 5 minutes this month. And if you ever go to someone's house and go, this guy looks like a bastard, I'm going to make it look like every refrigerator door in his house has been open all summer long.
Can you do that if you want?
Well, actually, what it is it's a constant dial. So even if I was to read it low or read it high, that, you know, 1 month, it's a constant dial. So
he'd do it next month.
Oh. Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything interesting looking in people's windows?
Oh, yeah. Beyond interesting.
Really? Tell us.
Well, everything from meth houses to people having sex to people who are running around singing in the room to everything.
So you've actually seen people having sex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
it was actually good till the police came, and then I had to leave.
Okay.
Quickly.
Right. Yeah.
I thought he was telling the truth.
Me too.
Here we go again.
Get ready for a provocative song.
On the back porch.
It's a dirty song.
To get in some sun.
That's right, Sandra.
Had my hair done up in pigtails.
That song's big on double entendre.
Women suit on.
Somebody call the FCC.
I think it's hysterical.
When
listen to this part, Mike.
Shadow over me.
Sexy little lady.
I opened up my eyes to see again.
Yeah.
What did I see?
What did you see, honey? What did you see?
There was a man, what a man, looking down over me. Tall, dark, and handsome, 6'3".
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
Telling me he knew there was something
like
that
this
he
note.
Wanted to see.
Not pitchy at all.
He said, hi, my name's Peter, and I'm here to read your meter. I'd like to see your kilowatt. Could you take
stop
me to your box?
You boys make me sick.
Where that box could be. Upstairs, downstairs, inside.
Stop it.
I just loved having Peter follow me about.
I like rape.
He said, hey, what's with your box?
I like rape.
Can't you take me to your box?
I like rape.
I came here to see your meter.
I like rape. I like rape.
There was a disc jockey in Washington one time that considered that the highest art form of comedy. And today. Imagine if you heard that every day for a week.
Gotta request a song of Jimmy Show by Barry Wilson. You might want to keep kids away from the radio.
This is a little blue. We're working a little blue.
Peter the meter reader.
That kills me. That kills me every time I hear it.
Me and Mike used to work with a guy, Jim Elliott, and when he would play the song, really, he would act like he had Satan's personal record that he was going to play on the radio.
Now, I know you think I'm a bad guy, but I gotta play it again. Here it is.
What was the other dumb one about the telephone? About, hey,
Mr. Telephone Man.
Mr. Telephone Man, same lady.
Similar. And it was the same topic, like, I dial in, I put my finger in, the rotary dial, it goes around, her finger goes in.
Wasn't that something now? You can turn the radio back up for the kids. Here's something for Nutrisystem. Now here's a commercial for Nutrisystem as he's eating his pizza. One of the greatest things I've ever seen. Jim Elliott eating pizza and doing commercials for Nutrisystem.
And candy.
And anything else that wasn't nailed down, if it was a food stuff.
Yeah. He used to do these commercials. Hi, Jim Elliot for Nutrisystem. It's really working for me. And I swear to God, he'd have a gigantic bag of Reese's Pieces right next to him as he was doing the commercial. I swear to God, Jack.
You can lose weight, too.
Peter the Meter Reader.
Hi, Jim Elliot. Yeah.
By the time you found my meter.
Oh, this is dirty.
It was 4:15.
I like rape.
And you said to watch
hey,
the meter.
That's not on the song.
She was walking through my door.
What about the vagina?
Everything
oh, no.
Watch.
You're ruining it. What are you playing, Millister?
Panty hamster gonna spin on its wheel?
Hey, that's where I draw the line.
You have hair in your special place.
That's it.
Now I'm waiting, yes, I wait.
That's
it.
What's wrong with you? Oh, Geronimo.
Peter the Meter Reader.
You're a bad actor. You bad actor.
All right, time out.
Very good.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We arrive here to learn from American politics. As I'm at the range interview, we spot the official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Boba, yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom. I have a cheese at the start.
Thank you.
My wife, she makes this cheese.
Very nice.
She makes it from a milk from her teeth.
That's pretty much how it ends.
That's fine.
You know their act. The Don and Mike Show.
That's good enough for me.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Yeah,
hello.
My wife makes it, Mike.
I'm going to have trouble getting by that.
From her teeth.
She makes them from milk.
From her teeth. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
You know, I bought the DVD over the weekend.
Yeah.
Finally, I bought the DVD over the weekend.
You're about
to wait, hold on one second, friend. Wait until you watch the extra disc.
You may have motivated me to view that this evening.
It is absolutely worth the price of admission.
The extra disc, the bonus disc they have with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
My wife laughed, and she
hello.
Hello. What? Yeah. What's happening?
Hey, you're about the Larry King Show tonight.
What about it?
They're having hammer control on there tonight. Somebody has 40 hammers and 100 different sizes of nails, and they're going to talk about hammer control tonight because the guy in Virginia Tech had a picture on TV. He had a hammer in his hand.
I'm pretty sure the guest on Larry King is Bill Clinton tonight.
I think he might.
Maybe Bill's not going to have a hammer.
Trying to make a social commentary of some time here.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do?
I think so.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you suck at it.
I have no idea what that idiot was trying to say.
No way either.
Making fun of gun control, he says they're going to talk about hammer control since the VT guy had a hammer in one of his
videos.
Well, there you go. Consider the source. Social commentary.
Trini Lopez.
Hello, Donovan. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, guys. Next. Hey, I wanted to let you know.
Thanks, Mr. 40 years ago. At least you could do an MC hammer.
Trini Lopez.
40 years ago, it was so great.
I tell you what, if I had a hammer, I'd hit you in the nuts. I gotta hit you in the butt.
Big peewee style hammer. But real metal.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up?
Oh, not much. Hey, do you know that Wayne Newton's gonna be in the area in 2 weeks?
Oh, my no, God. Come on.
You people live to torture us?
Dude. You're really putting us through the ringer today.
No, serious.
No, serious. We had a call about
when
it.
You see news breaking.
Half hour ago.
24 hours. Then. Don't call.
Don't
the
call.
Don and Mike Show.
Whenever you see something that you think is interesting, please don't call us.
And we really wrapped it up nicely by calling the town Waynechester.
And we did a whole thing about Fountains of Wayne that included Tinkle Erotica.
Right.
Yeah,
you should have been there. You missed God. But did you just get into your car and decide to call?
No, I called last week. I know. I my mother lives in Orville. Sorry.
Never do this again.
That doesn't count anymore. That doesn't count. There's got to be something better than that.
Oh, we'll come up with it.
Not yet. A better punishment than that.
You bet we will.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God, what's going on?
You can hear your mom's teat cheese.
My mom, she makes it herself
from her teat.
I think we may have the punishment. I enjoy my mom's cheese.
We're right. arrived here to learn from American politics.
This is great.
As I'm at the range interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Boba. Yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom. Have a cheese at the start.
Thank you.
My wife, she makes this cheese.
Very nice.
She makes it from a milk from her...
Hello there. Are you still there, Don and Mike show?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Hey, listen, I just want to say, you know, hello. Me and my crony buddies are all gay for Guitar Hero.
Oh, listen.
Gay.
Hold on a second. Here, I'm getting a lot of email about this. Here's an email that I got today from a friend of mine. Jonathan Davis from Korn.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a Guitar Hero addict.
Cool.
He's a real rocker, man.
Are you going to bring it in?
Oh, you know what I was going to ask you to do, Mike?
What's that?
As long as we're on the topic. Over the weekend,
yeah,
just go to Best Buy and buy Guitar Hero.
Okay, well, I was going to think about doing it anyway.
I'll bring in the Xbox on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
We only need one Xbox, and we can each...
Use our guitars.
Plug our guitars in,
you got it.
Into the input.
I love it. That, and right? You know what? You just asked me to do it, so you know what that means. Write-off.
That's right.
Tax deduction.
It's a job.
How do you like to sit there and defend that in an audit?
Why do you think I've talked about all this stuff on the air all these years? For goodness sakes.
Everything.
But I just learned that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey.
Quick comment. I just overheard you say the mother in Whoresville doesn't work anymore.
Yes.
But we have a new one. We've already come up with it.
Oh.
I eat cheese that comes out of my mother's, the milk my mother's.
Right. I eat my mother's milk cheese. We're so
perfect. To be a sacramental listener.
What?
Barrel ahead while we're talking, dude.
Blah, 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 blah. What?
I think he hung up.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I was going to say? I eat my mother's milk cheese. It almost sounds too poetic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is, I wanted to say that I got the gun problem thing figured out. Here, this is it right here. We need to put a ban on people that can't be trusted around guns.
He objects to that.
I deleted that out.
No, hear me out.
I deleted that out.
Good.
You know, the whole gun thing.
Did you delete it out for what he said or for your personal sentiment?
For what I said.
No, I didn't think it was all that out of line.
Oh, no.
These are sensitive times.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, what's
going on? Somebody wants to talk about guns.
Don?
Yes, Mike.
Do you know what we need? We need us a people ban. Duh.
And I'm sorry I did not have a clever retort for him.
Well, it was just your sentiment. You were speaking from the heart.
It was one that involved something you could do with a gun.
Mm-hmm. Something I'd want. Speaking from the heart.
And then I thought about it, and I thought, oh, no, you know what? That's I'm a city.
You can't be too careful.
Even though it wasn't racial.
No, it was just a little violent.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys are going to have Grady Smoke and his brother Forty on, because I was wondering what they might say about the whole Don Imus thing.
I do miss those guys. Haven't seen them in a while.
Tomorrow would be a good day, being 420.
Oh, 420. Get out of here, Buzz.
All right.
Right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys realize that there's been, like, two celebrity deaths. Already, and there should be a third one coming up.
Are you talking about Kitty Carlisle?
Yes, Kitty Carlisle.
Yeah, Kitty Carlisle. She was the second one. Don Ho was the first.
Don Ho. Yeah, you know what? He's actually right.
And they fit into the same kind of ballpark, elderly stars, you know.
If you're talking about real old people, yes, Don Ho and Kitty Carlisle from To Tell the Truth.
That's right.
Kitty Carlisle.
Keep an eye on Hal Linden.
Oh, Hal Linden not doing well?
No, but he would fit right in.
Oh, I thought that'd be a good one.
You always root for the death of Hal Linden.
I have for years.
Hal Linden's in perfectly good shape. Barney Miller.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Black magic.
What do you do there? Hi, it's the Greaseman. And I wanted to talk about all those step and fetch Negroes complaining about Imus, huh?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Have some cheese.
Right, have some cheese for your mom's teeth.
Yeah, we'll figure out a way to say it where it'll be legal and nasty at the same time.
Cheat milk cheese. Mom, eat.
See, when you separate it like that, it sounds kind of good.
That's like caveman shock radio.
Mmm, teeth, milk.
Milk, Mom, eat.
Yeah, very nice.
Wayne, Fountain.
Front row.
Tinkle. Tinkle erotica. So easy, a caveman can do it.
Tinkle erotica, so delicate sounding. Rolls off the tongue. Tinkle.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tinkle Erotica.
Bunch of drummers come out. You know, everybody's up on stage drinking water.
It could either be a stage show.
Mm-hmm.
It could be
like a Cirque du Soleil.
Yes, uh-huh. Absolutely. Or it could be an erotic performer's name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Or it could be a rock band, mm-hmm, like Tenacious D.
Or you could really, if you'd shorten it, you want to just call it Tinkle, the show.
Tinkle E.
From the makers of Cirque du Soleil. From the people who brought you, what do you see in Vegas? There's 700 of those shows out in Vegas. Right. They all have from the people who bought you Le Rêve, Tinkle, the show. And just with the, and then at the very bottom right-hand corner, produced by Don Geronimo. No, Don Geronimo, executive producer.
Lyrics by Tim Rice. You don't get a ticket, you are going to be pissed.
The best water show I've ever seen.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
No intermission.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi there. What's happening?
Nothing. I just wanted to give you guys an update on
what?
William Devane.
Oh, an update on William Devane. Devane.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
Sorry for being so defensive.
If you look at the deleted scenes from the movie Payback with William Devane,
yeah,
it's him and Pedro Serrano playing Jenga naked in a baby pool full of oil.
I don't even know.
I don't know. Think that's right.
We were right to be defensive about that guy.
Absolutely. I thought that was way out of line.
Hey, when you're in Best Buy getting your Guitar Hero, pick up Payback, Mike.
Payback, absolutely. Two homework assignments.
Hello.
Is that a weekend assignment or a Thursday night assignment?
No, it's a weekend assignment.
Weekend assignment, it's a piece of cake. It's a piece of cake that I can cut through with my sharp teeth.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe. Hello.
Kurt Vonnegut.
I don't think he counts. Mm. Different category.
Kurt Vonnegut was a genius. Cutty Carlisle was just some old bag that was on TV.
Opera singer.
Yeah, but he died.
But it's the performance angle. You have to have somebody who's really an entertainer. I mean, Vonnegut was an author.
And also, I think he was an intellectual. He was an intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
He would be like Stephen Hawking. If Stephen Hawking died.
Uh-huh. That is one of the most brilliant impressions I've ever heard. Could you do that one again?
Stephen Hawking. Thank you.
Brother.
What can I say? You're rubbing off on me, Mike.
Stephen Hawking.
Uh-huh. What can I say?
No, Kurt Vonnegut doesn't count. Author and you got performers. It's got to be some Don Ho performer, Kitty Carlisle performer.
I'm Stephen Hawking. Welcome to Tinkle Erotica.
You're still using erotica. Tinkle the show.
Tinkle me.
Saw Don Geronimo's exclusive show, Tinkle the Show.
Have you been tinkled today?
That's what the buttons would say. I'm already thinking about the merchandising.
I've been tinkled.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just a whole, you could have just a whole huge display case full of yellow t-shirts that you would be able to sell after the show.
Got tinkled?
Mm-hmm.
Are you tinklish?
Yeah. Are you tinklish? Ladies and gentlemen, for tonight's performance, there will be no flash photography and no water will be served.
Tinkle, tinkle, little star.
And now enjoy Tinkle the Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. You know, I could see the finale of the
Hello!
Would it involve snow? Snow riding.
Oh, yellow snow.
Yep.
Right.
That would be you'd have to bring in the snow. But
that's the encore, Mike.
Yeah.
Watch out where the Huskies go.
Absolutely. Bring somebody up from the audience.
Don't you eat that yellow snow.
It would be wonderful.
You know, it would be like Marty Short. I've said it again, like his one-man show, Marty Short. Every night, whatever celebrity is in the audience, it'll be like, hey, guess who's out there tonight? Martha Stewart. Come on up. It's time for Tinkle.
And didn't Regis try to get on that twice? Didn't he try to go to the Marty show, Marty Squirt? Short show twice.
Regis Philbin would be a prime tinkler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He would be, if Tinkle the Musical ever made it to Broadway.
That's even better. Tinkle the Musical.
Uh-huh. That's it. And then how about this?
Tinkle the Musical. That's the name of it.
And then Tinkle the Movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tinkle the Series.
Sure. And Tinkle the Book. It's gonna be incredible.
Uh-huh. And Tinkle for PS.
You know what? Here's the deal. Nobody's ever legitimized it. And I think it would be highly entertaining.
What, Tinkle?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and the whole thing about the front row, to hell with that. Really, you just make a show that's, and you can do wonderful things. You can do wonderful things, especially if you get the right lighting.
Tinkle Erotica.
You still want to put erotica in there, don't you?
Sure.
Otherwise,
it's just Tinkle, Mike.
But if it's just Tinkle, you can go nationwide, worldwide. If it's Tinkle Erotica, you've got to keep it in Vegas.
It started in Europe.
They like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll open the show in France.
There you go. Big hit. Tinkle the Musical.
Na-na-na-na. Nah. Okay, I know we're going to help out some guys.
You're in luck.
From Richmond, Virginia in a moment.
Okay.
These are guys who have a screenplay for a movie. Now, what's the name of that movie on The Sopranos, the fake movie?
Cleaver.
Oh, Cleaver.
Right.
Cleaver. These guys have written a movie about it's a horror movie, a slasher movie, mm-hmm. about murders happening on a golf course.
They describe it as a horror golf picture. It's called Slice.
Okay.
Slice. Anyway, and they've sent us the script.
Are there roles for us in it?
I don't know. I didn't book this guy.
They're seeking backing.
Financial backing?
Yes, but perhaps, you know.
We're not here.
No, I think they're here, Buzz.
Okay.
You know, there might be roles in it. You love golf.
Well, we can work on casting with them.
Is this the entire script?
That's not it.
This is not it? What is this?
That's what Cho wrote. The shooter at Virginia Tech.
Why do I have a transcript of what he wrote?
Thought it might come in handy today.
In case you wanted to refer to something specific he'd said, you know, just in case.
Yeah, okay, great.
Hold on a second, really. No, wait a minute. I'm not trying to be insensitive.
Uh-huh.
What is Richard McBeef by Song Cho?
Is that the play that he wrote?
Yes,
that's the one actor.
But we're talking about a script. Why is that in front of him? I don't understand.
It was in his pile.
Oh.
His magnificent pile.
Also in my pile.
This is another script from movie makers we're talking about here.
Do I have the script from the movie?
We do not have a script for Slice. We have information about Slice.
Good to know.
Okay, I see. Well, my mistake. See, I saw this thing.
A
movie script and thought it was the movie script we'd be talking
about. I understand. I understand, my lady.
It's in my pile, my lord.
Very good.
My pile that also has...
The golden pile?
Manipulative extraterrestrials influenced Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm. And he thinks that's a wonderful idea too, old sport.
Also, I've got a TV's Greatest Fat Man...
Really? William Conrad on that list?
The top 50 gays,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have the script. I don't have the script.
Well, how can we back it without a script?
I don't know.
You're going to get the sell from the producer and the director.
Are we going to get pitched an idea for a movie?
They're looking for backing, whether they pitch you or not.
Why don't you just patronize us and say we're going to be pitched on a movie?
You're going to be pitched on a fabulous movie.
Great. We'll do it when we come right back. How's that?
That was perfect.
Who
thank
wants
you.
Some cheese?
I appreciate it.
Some cheese and tingle.
Oh, yes.
Pete!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The more adventurous among you may remember our previous excursions into the macabre, our visits to haunted hills, to tinglers, and to ghosts. This time, we have even a stranger tale to unfold. Ooh, blood. The story of a lovable group of people who just happened to be homicidal.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh. So you get it? It's a whole film thing?
Sure.
Just wait now for this thing to load up. Any idea what's up with this thing?
No.
You don't have any idea?
No.
And it says error 02.
Oh, that's bad. Is that going to be another movie clip?
No.
What are you doing now?
You never want
it.
You're funny.
He's lifting it up over his stomach again.
You're funny. You're rubbing off the CD with your shirt, and once again, we got to see your belly.
His big, big belly.
Because I live to entertain.
Mm-hmm. People are dying to be entertained.
Just take a moment.
Okay.
Let's see what happens, William Castle. William Castle.
Enter and welcome to the Tinkler.
The Tinkler.
That's a scary show.
The Tinkler. Oh, there we go.
Oh,
here
good.
Time to rejoin, Rob says.
It queues up. It recognized it.
We're waiting.
Here we go. Here's what we've been waiting for.
It is the sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There you go. Now, you ready to be pitched a movie?
I am ready.
Okay, we've got a guy named Robert Bucher and another guy named Chris Allen Williams. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
We've got Robert and Chris.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Oh, dear. One of you has a little phone issue there.
Let me see. Let me separate these lines for a moment.
Uh-huh.
Hello? This line sounds fine. Who is this?
This is Chris.
Chris,
you're the director of the movie Slice.
Now, hold on. Hello?
This is Bob here, but the line is real bad.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we'll only talk to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Tell us all about the movie Slice.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Oh, hello? Oh, dear.
And he just hung up.
Yeah. Do you believe in ghosts?
Now, that had to... call him back.
Let's find out. I've never been pitched a movie before.
What not?
Except, of course, to star in.
That was not a what not hang up.
No.
There was a problem there where the first guy had the echo
right.
on his phone line, and the second guy who was on a separate line, mm-hmm. his line just disconnected.
This is a horror movie that is going to be made in Richmond, Virginia.
I know it's going to be scary.
Maybe that means they haven't cast it yet.
Hold on a second.
You are looking... Oh, I love that song.
Everything is screwy here. What's the deal? I'm trying to... Hold on.
Rob's on the phone and pressing buttons at the same time.
On the machine, button number 17 is Scream. And instead it's Love Scene.
You are looking live at the Torrey Pines Golf Course here in beautiful San Diego, California. Today, golfers have gathered from all over the world to view Don Geronimo's exclusive new production, a show that's captured the imagination of Americans and people around the world.
Mike, it's a water hazard. I call it the Tinkler.
The Tinkler. And while we're on that subject,
it's
do you ever think that
the...
God might not like asparagus?
It's the Tinkler time. Come on. I can't think of a rhyme.
And it's Tinkler time.
Big old stinking yellow time.
Water flows like all the rivers and all the lakes, and the people scream and the body shakes.
The Tinkler. Spraying love all over the world. Oh, he's the Tinkler.
Now we've narrowed it down to one individual. He'll wow you.
On a hot, hot day.
He'll the Tinkler's make it, made that way.
Or he'll make it go away.
He'll make it go away.
Oh, he'll spray you once and spray you twice.
You'll laugh out loud and you'll say, that's nice, it's the Tinkler. Oh, dear God.
And then you'll say, oh, my God, what's the smell?
It won't go away.
And then you'll say, I wish that Tinkler would go to hell.
Is it any secret that we're quality rappers?
We're not rapping, Mike. We're singing.
Well, we're rhyming is what we're doing.
We're singing about the beauty that is
the Tinkler. I didn't know it was going to be one individual.
How about the family? The Tinklers.
There
they are from Salt Lake City. The beautiful tumbling Tinklers.
The Tinkler family.
Oh,
we've got the guy with the movie back.
Is this Robert or Chris?
Yes.
Right.
Let's see who's who. Oops, what was that? Hello, Robert.
Chris?
This is Chris.
Okay, Chris, we got you back, and
Robert.
Oh. Yeah.
Robert has got the bad dish phone.
Yeah, I've got the bad phone.
Now, you sound better, but unfortunately, we sound bad when we're talking to you.
Yeah, it just sounds horrible. I'm real sorry.
One thing would help that. Hey, it sounds distorted. The Tinkler's here. Come on, get in gear. And be sure to have no fear. Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Keep it away from my rear. Oh, that's an awful line.
Boy, that's terrible.
Very unfortunate.
That's awful. Technical difficulties.
Hello,
Hi!
Other guy?
All right, other guy. Chris Allen Williams, the director of Slice.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi there,
wow.
Hi there, Chris. No, we understand that you would like to pitch us on a movie that you're going to be making in Richmond. Mike and I have exactly 1 minute for a pitch. Go ahead.
We're ready. Go, Chris.
1 minute for a pitch. A bunch of young guys go for a nighttime golf expedition, and they are met by crazed zombies from a grave near the golf course.
Now, what are they doing on a golf course at night, Chris?
Some golf courses will run nighttime tournaments, and so this is a yearly nighttime tournament that travels to different golf courses. This particular golf course is open for the first time for its nighttime golfing, and so a bunch of young kids have come out for this outlaw type of golf tournament, kind of a no-rules, practical jokes. You know, people run up, grab your ball after you hit it, run away.
Do you have any major stars that have signed on for the project?
We have a few stars that are attached. I can't speak to those, but Bob Bucher can, the producer.
And unfortunately, we've lost Bob.
That's not Bob Bucher, in case you thought he was talking about the baseball, but guy. No, it's Bob Bucher.
Just Bob a bit outside. Bucher.
What about the part where you're looking for investors?
He's been looking for investors for a little while. The project came to me about a year and a half ago, and I came on board when they had some financing that was slightly secured. That finance didn't come through, but it came through a little bit later. And then
what else have you directed, Chris?
I do commercials in Richmond. I am the partner of a company that does primarily regional and national TV commercials.
What's the most famous commercial you've done that we would recognize, sir?
You would recognize any famous ones. They're small companies. I've done a couple. I did a spec for Febreze, which never aired. Some Diamond romantic commercials. A lot of them. Same Jane as De Beers.
What would be the most what would be the most famous Richmond commercial you've done?
Famous Richmond commercial.
Well, you say
we worked and produced National Center of Missing and Exploited Children up in D.C.
Oh, good.
I produced some of the, and that is the Christian Children's Fund commercials. You know, the guy with the beard asking for your money every day.
Is there any way you could, since we don't have Bob Bucher on the line, is there any way you could just indicate what the potential stars might be in this movie?
I don't know what they are and if they've changed since the last time we've run through the packaging, so I can't speak to it, honestly.
Do you have a treatment? Do you have a script? Do you have storyboards? Or is this just an idea that you have for a slasher movie on a golf course?
No, the script has been written. It is business plans have been formulated, distribution models designed, locations secured, cinematographer attached.
What's the rating you think you're going to go for in this?
Oh, it's going to be rated R.
It's going to be an R-rated movie. Will there be sex in it?
No sex.
Oh.
Lots of blood.
Have you thought about any tinkle erotica?
Any potential erotica?
No. Please hear me out, sir.
The genre.
Tinkle erotica. It's a new niche.
Erotica.
It's a new niche industry.
Huh. I could be interested in something like that, I think.
All right.
If the money's right, I could be interested in anything up for my link that.
So if the money's right.
If the money's
right.
And how much are you looking for you know, to get this project going?
Mike and I would like to throw some money at this project. How much would you like?
The initial investment amount, I believe, is $800,000. We're trying to get
$800,000.
Right. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Chris.
I like rape. That's go ahead. That's right. Go ahead. Take $800,000.
I like rape.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be the ones that are going to be sad about this opportunity.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh?
Hold on.
Very scary.
Highly apropos, we take this call.
Hello, guys. What are you doing?
Who would this be?
This is George.
Right on. George who?
George the Animal Steel.
George the Animal Steel?
Yeah, George the Animal Steel.
Are you biting the turnbuckle?
Yeah, biting the belt buckle.
How do you spell turnbuckle?
T-E-N-N-E-R.
Tenor. George, would you like to be in a movie?
Yes.
Would you like to be in a tinkle movie?
Yes.
that turns it into a horror movie.
Would you like to be the commode?
No.
I can give you the role as the lead toilet.
No, not I want the lead toilet. I want to be the lead singer in the band.
George, why don't you use your real voice?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
Tom, we played that great phone call with you earlier in the show with all the F-bombs.
We knew you'd love it.
It was great.
It was great.
It was truly great, Tom.
It was great.
Hey, Charlie?
Charlie's not here.
Where is he?
He's no longer here.
It was great.
Hey, it was great.
Do your real high-pitched monster voice.
You know when you talk like that?
Oh, dear, he gripped the phone really hard.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell Tinkle, Tom?
Tinkle?
Yes, Tinkle.
T-A-N-K.
Tank.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
We got to get some more Tinkles over in Iraq.
Absolutely.
Our guys are having trouble with this.
Hey, did you hit... Hey, Tom, I'm sad what happened in Virginia Tech.
That's very nice, Tom.
Let's end it there, Tom.
What?
Thanks, Tom.
We're on dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli.
Yep.
Okay. Say goodbye.
No.
Yeah, Tom, you gotta hang up now.
No, I'm not gonna hang up.
Yes, Tom. You gotta hang up now.
Hang up now.
Yes.
Tom, did you hear when we played that tape before?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay, very good. Now hang up then. If you ever want it to happen again. Tom?
What?
If you ever want it to happen again, you'll have to hang up.
Alright, are you gonna play it again?
F you.
No.
F you.
No, shut up.
F you.
No.
F you.
God damn it.
F you.
F you.
F you.
No.
F your mother.
Shut up, you knucklehead!
See, he cleans it up nicely.
There's
the
magic.
Knucklehead.
Knucklehead! Hey, Bud!
Yeah.
Hey, Bud.
Yeah, what is it, Tom?
What's going on? What's going on with the knees today?
I'm about to explain that to people.
Tom, take us to break, buddy.
Don and Mike, gonna break it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
F you.
No.
Have some touch tones.
The word from Planet Crackpot.
They know how to use their faces properly. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's just more proof that only the spontaneous stuff is the best stuff.
Yeah, we didn't have it in us. We really didn't.
We just had Tom going during the commercials.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't as good
as
yesterday.
It wears out real quick.
We call them an F-stick. And
it just wasn't the same. Your hearts weren't in it. Not as much fun.
All of you. Told him to eat bad stuff.
Yeah.
You just would have nothing to do with it.
No, it didn't work.
No. A Buzz?
Yes.
I should mention that the movie that we were just attempting to talk to those guys about, tentatively called Slice. Right. Their website is slicemovie.com.
You got an extra $800,000 lying around? You might want to go to that website.
Knock yourself out. Now here is Charles Burbank. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike. I don't want to talk about the bad events of the week anymore, and there really are no new developments today. There were a number of these stupid hoax copycat scares around the country in California, Washington State, Arizona, and Maryland. None of them really worth mentioning, and we don't want to talk about
it. All right.
So let's talk about this. Interesting development in the battle for the White House in 08. Hillary Clinton has now fallen behind Barack Obama and John Edwards on the Democratic side. Of all the presidential hopefuls from...
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go. Not many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
Mm-hmm. Of all the presidential hopefuls from both parties, Hillary has the highest negative rating of 52%.
What about the vagina?
Exactly. The other candidates' negativity ratings are around 30%.
Even after Edwards did that whole hair thing this week.
Yeah, right? Apparently so.
$400 haircut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not the first time that's come up. Didn't Clinton have something like that?
Yeah, but his wasn't $400.
Yeah.
And besides, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
What's Bill Clinton you're talking about?
Both handsome men. It doesn't matter. I can grow it down to my shoulder.
Clinton did.
Trim me up nice. Hello, this is your president. I'm here for my Brazilian wax.
Clinton.
Well, thanks to conservatives appointed by a reelected President Bush, the Supreme Court has, for the first time since 1973, turned the tide against abortion. Yesterday, the court upheld a law signed by Bush...
Yes!
In 03 that bans second trimester abortions, labeled by anti-abortion forces as partial birth abortion.
All right, feel like I want to
go. It was close. The vote was 5-4. Court ruled that the ban on so-called partial birth abortions is constitutional, even though the law makes no exception for when the procedure is necessary to preserve the woman's health.
Hey, put line one on hold, please, guys.
Got a call?
Well, speaking of pre-birth abortions.
That, yes.
Partial.
Partial, but would you line one on hold so I can pick it up?
Ah.
Speaking of partial.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Tom, what are you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Yeah?
Didn't we just get done doing the whole cussing thing with you again?
Come on, Tom.
No, I'm going to tell you something.
Now, Tom, you sound angry.
No, I don't.
Don't be angry. You're on the air.
I know. I'm
what?
Not.
You know when we're doing that, we're just having fun.
I know.
What, Tom?
I know. You know, I'm sad about what happened to Frida.
That's nice, Tom.
Tom, thank you.
That's very
nice.
You know, hey, Tom, when we're doing that, you know, we're just kidding around, right?
I know.
We don't mean any of that. You know that.
I know. Right. That's our, what do you call it? Our spit.
It's a bit. That's right.
It's a bit.
Did you say it's our spit?
It's a spit.
That's our spit.
It's fine. You're absolutely right,
that's
Tom.
That's our spit. You got it, Tom.
Yeah,
you know we love you, Tom.
When can I come down and be on the show?
How about Sunday?
Sunday. It's a Sunday. You're not going to be there.
Yes. We'll talk about it later, Tom.
Okay.
All right. Hey, F you, Tom.
There he goes. Aw.
Yeah.
He took it seriously. That's it. Yeah, that's the difference between yesterday. Yesterday he was fine with it, and then today he took it seriously.
Took it real seriously.
Seriously. Thought we were really mad at him.
Uh-huh. Thanks for bringing Frida up, Tom.
Doctors,
you know, what are you going to do?
He's mentally retarded.
Exactly.
I love him. I love him.
You love that little guy.
I love him.
Right.
Yeah. I love you, you effer. Eat bad stuff out of bad places.
We just did. It didn't have the same rhythm, did it?
No, it did
it
not.
It really didn't.
You know what it was? It was force.
Yes.
It was really force.
Yeah, and he just wasn't playing, and we were trying to get worse and worse, and he wouldn't play with us.
He's not dependable.
Rob.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. The big pet food recall has been expanded thanks to the discovery of an industrial chemical in a second ingredient. Now more brands of pet food, more varieties of those brands.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, being taken off the shelves. The chemical is melamine, which has contaminated the rice protein concentrate used to make a number of Natural Balance and Chem Nutra pet foods for both dogs and cats.
I thought melamine was made by Carmazon Industries.
No, that's something different.
That's what I give to my dog, Carmi.
Yeah, it's the pet food that has the big bag that says, "What haven't I done for you?" And we're going to have to confirm this, but I hear that this rice protein is also contained in Dick Van Patten's very healthy...
No.
Dongo! Remember he said that it was like people food, that it met the same standards? Well, guess what? The FDA is looking to see if this chemical has turned up in rice concentrate in human food as well.
Van Patten is a dog killer.
How many of us ate that dog food? I did.
I did.
You did, too.
No, I did not.
You didn't eat any of it?
I did not, sir. I drank
the... But, lady, you didn't eat that at all.
My lord, I drank the turkey soda.
Right.
I did not eat the Dick Van Patten dog food.
Buzz and I ate a lot of the Irish stew.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I ate it, too. But that was years ago. God understands.
Doesn't seem to have affected you.
God understands.
God understands. Watch out for us.
Again, no evidence this tainted protein imported from China is in people food, but the FDA is checking.
That's it, God, it's Chinese protein.
And the Chinese have not been all that cooperative in this.
And God hates asparagus.
That's why he made it smell bad.
God's tinkler.
God will understand.
God's tinkle.
No matter how screwed up the world seems to get, we can still be shocked by the next evil thing. In the Baltimore area, somebody put sulfuric acid on a children's playground slide. A 2-year-old boy got third-degree burns as the acid ate through his pants.
Wasn't it kids that did it? Like juveniles?
They don't know for sure, and they don't think so. Police have dusted the slide for prints, hoping to charge someone with first-degree assault. They found a bottle of drain cleaner near the jungle gym that has also been dusted for prints. Turns out a couple of cans of drain cleaner were missing from a school storage area that we are told is not accessible to children. Police also found some graffiti that might or might not have something to do with the case.
Getting some CB interference there.
I don't know what that was.
Clearly.
The graffiti read, 45, watch out, DA 45. They don't know if that's connected, but they're hoping it'll lead them somewhere.
DA means dumbass.
That's appropriate.
Either that or district attorney.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, the folks who run Higgins High School in Marrero, Louisiana, have never seen the movie Footloose. They turned away dozens.
They don't know what they're missing.
Well, they turned away dozens of girls, about 50 girls, in fact, from this year's prom for wearing prom dresses that were too revealing.
Why settle when you can select?
I swear to God, Griskin, I was just going to say to you, hey, Mike, about Footloose.
Lithgow.
Why? Is it Lithgow the minister?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. He's the uptight guy.
Why? We have to turn them away. They can't come in.
These girls were turned away mostly for showing too much breast, much cleavage.
Yeah,
the school standard dress code bans all students from showing their chests or bellies or their backs. So by those rules, even a backless prom dress could be banned. It means...
Quit smelling my belly button.
Oh, please, let's not stop. Let's all continue to talk while this plays.
All right.
Don't everybody stop like we're listening to some old school jam here.
I was just rocking, man. Well, what this means is that 17-year-old Miranda Merlin will never know the joy of having that dress torn off. quoting her, we can't go back to prom night. Prom's over. Our prom has been stolen from us.
Prudes. Yeah. Gosh, I always did like the dorky guy with the cowboy hat.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And that, wasn't that Chris Penn?
The late Chris Penn.
Right, Sean Penn's brother.
I have no idea how I was able to remember that.
Diane Weiss
was was the mother.
Yeah, but she had a
Weiss infection. That's the only reason you brought that up. A Weiss infection.
Speaking of pulling an all-nighter, listen to the latest about comedian Dave Chappelle. Okay. Saturday night in Hollywood, he showed up at the...
never, ever trust Whitey.
Showed up at the Laugh Factory, even though he wasn't on the bill. You can do that when you're Dave Chappelle.
Right.
He went on stage at 10:36 p.m. He finished up at 4:43 a.m. It is the longest performance by any comedian in the 28-year history of the Laugh Factory. It breaks the record set just a few days ago by Dane Cook, who did 3 hours and 50 minutes. Chappelle dusted him with 6 hours.
Can we just...
6 hours.
Can we just take a moment? I know we've probably mentioned this before. The level of hatred there is in this room for Dane Cook.
All of it. And I believe there's that we tap into that around the country. There are a lot of people don't like the guy.
I cannot tell you how many times I turn on HBO and it's like his 1 hour show and he's got the mop top and the 4 days growth of beard.
Yeah, and he thinks he's funny.
And the jeans with the knees missing and it's like,
hey, I don't know, I met some girl and told her, you know, take care of me.
And everybody in the audience is going,
quat not.
He's so funny.
So funny and so sexy, too.
I do not get it. He deserves being in that dumb Jessica Simpson movie.
He does.
Employee of the month.
Thank you, Robbie. Employee of the month.
Weep infection.
If you drink
heavily. He's no great, Dane.
No, pretty good at
average
that.
At best. If you drink heavily on a regular basis, I think you're going to be okay here. Especially.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael. That's my friend Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Don.
Hi there.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
You'll be especially okay if you take a break in your drinking at least a couple of days a week.
I do.
A 13-year study of 90,000 middle-aged people showed that the ones who gave their livers a rest a few days each week were healthier.
Nobody likes a quitter, Buzz.
I'm not talking about quitting. I'm talking about taking a break and getting right back to it. The study says this is especially true for men. Quoting one researcher, this does not mean you can drink a lot as long as you give yourself a liver holiday. A number of studies have pointed out the dangers of binge drinking.
I'll drink to that.
I'm
on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Well, if he makes it to 5 or more, that's binge drinking. 5 or more drinks is considered binge drinking.
That's ridiculous.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers say they don't know why drinkers who take a break have a lower mortality risk.
Five drinks in how long?
They do. In a sitting, in an evening, I guess. They don't define any time.
Pshaw.
They don't define the time.
What if you don't...
During the commercials.
What if you don't finish the fifth beer? What if you just drink some of it?
Like if you fall asleep?
Sometimes you get tired, and Law and Order isn't very good, and you wake up in the morning, and you're in recliner, and it's...
How many days a week do you have beers?
7.
And how many beers do you have a night?
On average, 4.
4.
But a lot of times it can be twice that.
4, because 5 would be a binge.
5 would be a binge, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, but there's a lot of 5 nights, too.
Boom, down goes the ex-Mrs. McCartney. That's our story when we return.
All right, Buzz, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Dry hole.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Gladys Kravitz.
Dry.
Tinkle.
The musical.
And now that machine says error. Oh.
1, 2.
Never mind.
3.
Screw it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, everybody.
That's hello. Right.
You don't need the music. You don't need the guy saying it's the Don and Mike Show. We'll fix all that later.
Sure.
You know, all of that will be fixed in editing.
That's right.
In post-production.
Very good. I'm glad we all came to the dress rehearsal today.
Hurry up. We're almost back on the network.
When Heather Mills hits the dance floor, she really hits the dance floor. On live TV, the ex-Mrs. McCartney fell at the end of a dance routine.
Just
this week.
Drink the juice they give you.
There it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
It works now, Buzz.
Now we're back.
There you go.
Fortunately, nobody got hurt when Heather Mills fell this week. Still, she scored high, a 21 out of 30. It's hard to tell who was in more pain, Heather or her samba partner, who she instructed to wax his chest hair before the performance.
What about the self-loathing Tom Bergeron? I love that story from early in the show.
He knows his lot in life.
Mm-hmm.
4 years' worth of Karl Rove's emails have gone missing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
How incredibly convenient. I'd like them all destroyed and sent to a landfill.
This is going to make it awfully hard to prove what a good job he's been doing.
Yeah.
A lawyer for the Republican National Committee says they still hope to find those emails, but gosh darn it, they just can't seem to locate them.
Silence!
You're being sarcastic. Oh, I can tell that, Buzz.
5 million of them. Democrats are confident the emails can be found. Quoting Patrick Leahy, you can't erase emails, not today.
Yes, you can.
Oh, they're on the hard drive.
No, they're not.
Emails were sent through a non-government network of laptop computers provided by the Republican Party. Now, imagine a restaurant that made its customers pay a fine for the food they didn't eat.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Think about it. There's a mall in Hong Kong that's...
He has. Trust me. If there's a way to squeeze one more penny out of each individual ketchup packet.
Now, that's me.
I can't tell you how many times I've been in Mike's joint early in the morning, and he's in there, he's got every Hunts. And that's the ketchup of choice. Hunts.
No, we actually have a generic brand.
Turned upside down to try to catch all the leavings.
Sure.
And pour them all in one big ooky bottle.
Well, I mean, we use it as tomato sauce.
There's a mall in Hong Kong that's now equipped with a machine to digest over 200 pounds of food every day. A machine to do the digesting and turn it into soil conditioner. The landfills of Hong Kong are filling up, and besides rotting food, creates greenhouse gases.
They,
he's
very bad.
They tried giving the leftover to charity, but that stopped after some health concerns. So some restaurants in Hong Kong have started charging customers about 64 cents an ounce for the food they leave behind. There are even note cards on the tables now to remind customers to clean their plates or else.
You pay the fine, dude.
Why don't they just say that thing that our parents used to say?
What's it?
There are starving kids in China.
they're already in China.
Eat up, dude.
The principal at Sand Ridge Elementary School in suburban Chicago is now famous, at least in that area. There aren't many parents in his district who haven't seen the DVD of him banging the attractive science teacher. And there's another woman on the disc, also a teacher.
You are never to blame.
That's right, Mr. Coleman.
You are never to blame.
Wow, we accept your responsibility.
Sanjaya! Now, why is number 26 Sanjaya? When number 26 is supposed to be Triumph the dog talking about inflatable women.
Because I did not update the seat correctly.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Seriously, have you ever talked to a woman without having to give your credit card number?
Well, see, that was worth finding. Sorry,
it
about
was.
Sorry
it
about
was.
The speed bump, Rob.
Right.
A buzz.
Mr. Coleman, the principal, he's resigned now.
Either way, no hard feelings for me either.
Police are looking for whoever shot these videos through a window and then distributed them throughout the community.
Hold on, are we talking about Jeremy Coleman?
No, we're talking about Mr. Coleman, the principal at Sandridge Elementary School in suburban Chicago.
Was he with two women?
Yeah, not at the same time, I don't think. But
I didn't think Jeremy Coleman was supposed to be around kids.
On the same video. You must be mistaken. Oh, I get it. It's a joke.
Yeah.
In Linwood, Illinois, just south of Chicago, the video has, as they say in the movie business, gone wide.
Yeah.
Can a phone sex gal get workers' comp for her carpal tunnel syndrome? Yes, is the answer.
Yes.
The answer.
And did you notice when you said that? That was the one time we all stopped and really thought. Buzz brings up stuff like the Virginia Tech thing.
Right.
The White House,
uh-huh.
The war.
Right.
He doesn't really get our attention until he asks that question. And that's when the show stopped, uh-huh. Because collectively both Mike and I get into the thinker pose and go, and then the answer is yes.
And you know why?
Right.
Because we care.
That's right.
We care about this story.
I wanted to give you a chance to think about how that might have happened.
The answer is yes, Buzz.
Lynn Deutsch filed for the compensation 8 years ago.
The Deutsch.
She was injured at work while stirring the soup. She has carpal tunnel in both hands now.
Baby.
Oh, man. God, is that sexy.
How'd you like to see that carpal tunnel?
She was asking her boss for $267 a week workers' comp.
I don't think she could be in Handies Across America, though.
No.
It might be too distracting if you had those big, ugly, deformed talons.
This is a phone sex girl, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. She wouldn't be able to be in Handies Across America. Because it's all done over the phone.
Right. It's all illusion.
She's talking about herself.
Right. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's why I gave you time to think.
Like Bree Lampley?
That's her name.
Anyway, this woman settled out of court on her...
Imagine if Bree Lampley was in Handies Across America with Jim Lampley.
That'd be a turn-on for some people.
Now I'm watching.
Ms. Deutsch settled out of court for, it took less than the $267 a week. We don't know the details, but...
She is on the mark.
She settled. Still, nobody...
Deutsch mark.
Not even her specialist lawyer thought she'd get a dime for it.
You really put your finger on that one, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. And finally, breast implants with a money-back guarantee. A number of women have buyer's remorse after getting their implants. They wish they'd gotten bigger ones or smaller ones. With 300,000 pair implanted every year, not everybody's going to be happy with their purchase, and they're not easy to return for exchange. The answer? The adjustable breast implant, which just hit the market.
Yeah, this breast.
They come with an underskin push button that lets a woman stand in front of a mirror and adjust the size to her liking. She can even increase her bust size gradually so the change isn't shocking. Right now, the adjustable implants are only available in saline, which doesn't feel as natural as silicone. At least that's what I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
I know you were just at the funny.
No, I thought you'd connect by now.
So that is going to get a voicemail in.
Ah. But you have a message you want to leave, nevertheless.
Oh, no, it's about this story.
Right.
Very important about this story.
I know.
Breast implants.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Beth Ann McBride.
Worth it.
Say hello. This person, press 5 now.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike show.
Oh. Now, all these machines are tipping right now.
Crazy.
You know, it was like, sorry, we're out of Thai.
I know.
Like, we're out of Thai food.
We're going to do it in the, what is it, post-production? We're going to fix all this stuff?
We're putting all of this up.
Good.
All of it. All right, everybody. See you for another show in 20 hours.
20 hours.
Until then, good day, my lord.
Good day, my lady.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
Weast infection.
Yeah!
You love that joke.
Now it's starting the clapping machine. God
great
damn,
job.
These things are like poker, guys.
Nice job, fat ass.
This is the Don and Mike Show.